Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Three people were killed in that shooting at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin. That's for grades K through 12. Had a news conference yesterday. Police Department Chief Sean Barnes clarified via WKOW-TV that they accidentally reported earlier a second grade student had made the 911 call.
Yesterday, after looking at the computer-aided dispatch system, it seems as if a call came from a second grader.
Turns out it was from a second grade teacher. At the FTC working on new rules to protect from junk fees.
Consumers often see advertised prices for hotel rooms, short-term rentals, and tickets to sporting events and concerts, only to be surprised later by so-called junk fees. That's according to the Federal Trade Commission. Those fees could include things like resort fees, cleaning fees, processing fees, and other miscellaneous extra charges. But this new rule requires businesses to clearly and conspicuously share the true cost, including all mandatory fees when they display any pricing for lodging or events. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Ed Donahue reports man has been found guilty in the murder of Cash App founder Bob Lee.
The verdict was guilty of second-degree murder for Nima Momeni. He had claimed self-defense that Lee was the one who attacked him with a knife, angry after the tech consultant chided him about spending more time with his family instead of searching for a strip club that night. Lee's death raised doubts about public safety in San Francisco. Brooke Jenkins is the local DA.
We are a city committed to accountability. We are a city committed to public safety.
Brother Tim says justice was done.
What we wanted the outcome for this trial to be, doesn't matter whether it's murder one or murder two, it was that Nima Momeni is not, or that Bob's kids do not have to see him on the streets again.
He could get 16 years to life in prison. I'm Ed Donahue.
You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com.
Anyone with everyday aches and pains, I've got a question. What are you missing out on? Probably a lot. So let me tell you about Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. It doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. In about 3 weeks, you'll discover what it's like to feel better. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
This Christmas, gather your loved ones as we at TBN celebrate the birth of Jesus. Enjoy powerful performances by For King and Country, Matthew West, Danny Gokey, and Natalie France.
Joy to the world.
Along with inspiring messages from Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, Max Lucado, and others.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Tune in or stream meaningful programming anytime on the TBN Plus app. Visit TBN.org to learn more and make TBN part of your holiday tradition.
The U.S. government has
our latest round of cloud cover will gradually give way to some sunshine, but definitely more clouds than sun today. High temperature in the mid-40s, partly cloudy tonight with a low in the upper 20s. For Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 40s, breezy and a little colder by Friday. Friday's high in the upper 30s, and we're cold and dry for the weekend with highs both Saturday and Sunday in the 30s. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
I am joined with Penny Kent, owner of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri. What do you want listeners to know about your restaurants?
Tracy, we feel the most important thing is for families and friends to come together at the table over made-from-scratch food. We strive to create a friendly, relaxed environment where guests feel comfortable and leave wanting to return.
Please support Tom and Penny Kent, Christian patriots and the owners of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri.
Dream travel, exciting and new. At Archer Luxury Travel, they're expecting you. Come along with Archer Luxury Travel and they'll make all of your vacation dreams come true. From cruises to Disney, luxury hotels and resorts, Archer Luxury Travel does it all. The sea, the sun, and so much fun. Archer Luxury Travel is family owned and operated. Call the owner direct at 832-474-9038 or visit archerluxurytravel.com.
For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done. They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929.
Howdy, I'm David with Fed from the Farm. We raise the best 100% grass-fed to finish beef, pasture-raised pork, lamb, and eggs you've ever tasted. And we deliver it right to your door. Raised right. Grass-fed means no grain ever, no GMOs, and no MNRA vaccines either. In today's chaos, your family needs a farmer you can trust and a healthy source of food you can count on even when the store shelves are bare. You can order online at fedfromthefarm.com and get started making a difference for the health of your family and transforming the landscape your children's children will inherit.
We are honored to be your farmers.
Keep that frequency clear.
The Real Talk Radio Network is available wherever you are.
What's the frequency,
in St. Louis and to the west.
93.3 FM.
The Vandalia Quincy area.
104.3 FM.
The Steelville Rolla area.
107.3 FM.
And everywhere you are.
The Real Talk Radio Network app and online at realtalk933.com.
Get the voice of freedom anywhere and everywhere.
I enjoy the whole network, guys. I really do.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
And now...
Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat!
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve! Presto!
Wrong hat!
I take a 7.5.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Woke in the morning, it's a brand new day. You turn on the radio. The Dan and Drew Morning Crew, they're like my brothers.
Dan and Drew rocking the air.
We're talking politics, cracking jokes, giving us news with a touch of hope. Join the Dan and Drew Morning Crew, it's a swing affair. They're the kings of the airwaves with style and flair. Join the Dan and Drew Morning Crew, it's a swinging affair. They're the kings of the airwaves with style and flair. From dawn till night, they keep us entertained. The Dan and Drew Morning Crew, they're here to stay.
We need God back in this country now more than ever. It's two dudes on a mic telling the jokes, bringing the notes, and sharing the news. In God's country. So get your cup of brew. You're listening to The Morning Crew with Dan and Drew.
It is 6:08. It is The Morning Crew. Dan Strauss, Drew Shelton here. Also, Missouri State Rep. Holly Jones. Good morning, friends. How we doing?
Good morning. Welcome back.
Friends. Thank you. Well, wow. You are my friends.
Wow.
I have missed you.
Yeah. You missed us, huh?
You did.
We saw the pictures. We saw the pictures.
Yeah, it looked like he's having a really good time without us. So I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I'm not sorry at all.
You shouldn't be. What did Addie think of the lights?
Addie loves the lights.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, do they still have the electric parade?
Oh, of course they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one of
my
favorite.
You guys are making me want to drive down there this weekend and just go by myself.
That's one of my favorite things.
You should.
I know Sandy was looking at all the pictures, and she says, "We really have to go." I said, I know. I've mentioned that to her several times because I've done it a few years in a row and stuff. But
you were trying to explain the electric parade, and I don't know that I still understand what that is.
People will walk in the electric parade, and they have lights all over them.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And then they have other things, and it's all just lights. So
it's a good time.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to. So, I guess nice. That was how we... Well, so I was here Friday. Saturday, we had like a Pancakes with Santa event for our little town community. Then we had Danny Gokey and Natalie Grant at the Fox.
Yeah, how was that?
That was incredible. Talk about a Christmas display.
Oh, I bet. She looks so different.
And she sounds perfect every
like an
single
angel.
Time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who is this?
Natalie Grant.
Okay.
Big time Christian.
Yeah. Yeah.
Female artist.
Is she related to Amy at all?
I don't think there is any relation.
Yeah, I don't know, but she's fantastic.
That's a great question.
Because Amy Grant was a big, she was a Christian.
Isn't she married to Vince Gill?
Yes. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to do some research on that, on the Grant family, I guess. But no, it was a great display. Then we got up early on Sunday and went down to Branson, Silver Dollar City. That was incredible. And we were debating, go to the hotel for a couple hours before like nighttime. But no, it was a 60 degree sunshine
day.
Yeah,
I was going to say you guys had great weather.
Perfect weather.
Yeah.
And no, we had a great time. Addie loves the lights. She loves the sounds. So it made sense for us to go. That's why we kept trying to go.
That's awesome.
And then yesterday, if you guys have never been to Top of the Rock down there.
I have. I haven't got to eat there. Have you eaten in the restaurant?
You know, every time we go, we don't.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't do it this time because we had Dolly following. So
oh,
we went to
fun.
Dolly's Stampede Monday night.
Oh, and I still call it Dolly's Dixie Stampede.
It is Dixie Stampede.
Okay, good. It's still Dixie.
Yeah.
That's good.
They try to remove that. Well, if you're on site, they don't say Dixie at all.
Uh-huh.
But then if you've been a Dolly Parton fan or a Dixie Stampede fan, it's always the Dixie Stampede. But no, they try to cancel that now. But that was fun Monday night. But Top of the Rock is incredible. The sights.
So gorgeous.
The chapel, obviously the golf course, the nature cathedral. Remember, that was a golf range at one point.
Yeah. Did you guys do the
and
golf
just
cart
caves in. Yeah.
tour?
Nature at night is what they call this.
Yes. So I did it over the summer. Mm-hmm. It wasn't this past summer, but the summer before, I think. And it's so neat.
Yeah.
That, where you go in the cave and they've got a cave bar. You can stop and get a drink.
Do it at night. With all the Christmas display and the nativity, and they tell a story, and you sing and carol songs.
That's awesome.
That is going to be a must for us every year, and it's only like 30-something bucks.
That's awesome.
To do it. Why would you not do that?
Mm-hmm.
So, Nature at Night, Dixie Stampede, Silver Dollar City. It was a
very
quick
cool.
two-night, three-day thing.
Yeah.
But it was a great time.
Very cool.
Yeah.
You guys have other, you had another family go, right?
Yeah, so my mother-in-law went, and then our, like, nanny.
Yeah.
Other, like, Daisy, I don't know what you call Daisy. She's an 18-year-old sweetheart who watches Daddy anytime we need her.
But, that's awesome.
Yeah, she's really adopted family at this point.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So we had a good time.
I love her name's Daisy. That's so cute.
Yeah. Yeah. And then coming home yesterday, my phone just blows up.
Well, yeah, it should.
Oh, sure.
It absolutely should have.
Was that the phone or your phone or your or the app?
Well, the app was going crazy.
Yeah.
Listeners were texting because Rob has been calling out the Freedom Caucus.
Yeah, it's funny how you become enemy number one very quickly.
Right.
Yeah, that's great.
So
were they hammering on Holly?
They were hammering on Holly.
I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, you didn't get into the app. But
I didn't get into the app and see.
Heck, during all of Peggy's show, this was still talked about and everything yesterday. So we're going to get into the Speaker of the House situation with Sparks and Patterson. Holly's going to take over the show in the 8 o'clock hour. And filibuster away.
We've got lots to talk about.
Oh, boy.
So yeah, that's coming. But we're going to build the audience all throughout the show to see Holly's response to Rob and this Freedom Caucus and whatnot. So stay tuned for that. But thank you to Senator Bill Igel and, of course, Dan Buck yesterday for filling in. It was, it sounds like you guys had some great shows, but I literally tuned out.
You needed to.
Yeah.
That's good. Sometimes you have to
good
break.
To unplug. And I'm hopeful that, you know, no major news broke or anything like that, but of course, no. We have another shooting that takes place.
Yeah.
And it's not a gun problem. It's a person problem still.
Oh, no. According to Kamala Harris was speaking somewhere.
Oh, I heard her comments yesterday.
According to her, it's a gun problem. Oh, it's a huge gun problem.
It's not a gun problem. It's a mental illness problem. And these mental ill people get a gun and then go on a rampage. So this takes place, as you all know by now, I hope, Abundant Life Christian School in Wisconsin. Mm. We know now this 15-year-old shooter's Natalie Samantha Rupnow, why she has two names. And
is Samantha a middle name, though? Because they don't portray it like that. They
probably.
Just say she goes by Samantha.
Yeah, oh, but, it could be
but Samantha's quote unquote, right? It's like, why do we got to quote Samantha out of this?
Right. I don't know.
She must identify as a Samantha, not a Natalie. But either way, the attack has resulted in the deaths of a teacher and fellow student. I guess the latest news on that would be a female teacher and a female student.
And which the teacher.
Sorry.
No, the teacher was a substitute.
Which is so sad, but that none of that makes any sense with what the portion of her manifesto that was released.
Yeah.
Because she hated men.
I saw that.
I mean, to a degree that she thought all men at 15, God, this is just gut-wrenching, but she thought all men should be eradicated from Earth so women could basically thrive.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, in her manifesto, she says, women are the only hope for this wretched world, but even women have been brainwashed by moids, whatever that is, for too long. They've been internalized, the patriarchy, and turned on each other, always begging for the male approval and validation. It's disgusting. I realize the truth, men are irredeemable.
Wow.
And then she goes on to say some nasty words.
I have some other stuff the chief of police was talking to, but we can do that after the break. And I have a song actually dedicated to Rob. I will dedicate this song to Rob going into the break. So here you go. I'm a nut. I'm a nut. My life don't ever get in a rut. The head on my shoulders is sort of loose, and I ain't got sense. God gave a goose. Lord, I ain't crazy, but I'm a nut.
Is it since God gave a goose?
We'll be back.
6800 Promise Point in House Greens, Missouri is listed for $999,900 on almost 7.5 acres. This is a stunning traditional 2x4 stick-built home with 6x6-inch logs to give you that stunning custom log-built look. This home is incredible. 1.5-story with an inverted hip roof, a finished walkout lower level. Call the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with EXP Realty at 636-299-3.
Hi, doctor. I'm hearing voices.
Oh, well, tell me more.
Well, you know, voices like Peggy Hubbard.
Okay.
Dan and Drew. Rob Carter.
Oh?
Oh, and Ryan Height. Doctor, what are you writing?
Oh, just making some notes. No big deal.
Hey, give me that back.
Wait, that's just a picture of a cat. You're just doodling.
Make sure if you're hearing voices, you're hearing the Real Talk Radio Network. The voice of freedom.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready for this?
It's the Real Talk Radio Network app, and it's free.
You really got your money's worth with this.
Learn it, know it, embrace it.
Do you think you can handle it?
Interact with our host and audience.
I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
It's the Real Talk Radio Network, anywhere you are, even beyond our radio signals. Go to your favorite app store to get it free. Just look for the Eagle logo.
You asked for this. You asked for it.
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Bring it on, baby.
Real talk.
Real listeners.
I am a truck driver.
Yes, sir.
I listened to you guys when I delivered a load of salt into St. Louis last couple of years ago, and I've been hooked on you guys ever since. I tell everybody wherever I deliver and pick up, this is a radio station you need to listen to. It's a patriotic station. It's Christ-related. Everybody on the station preaches that the Lord is the way to go. Keep up the good work. I keep listening.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Merry Christmas.
Hi there, this is Dan Strauss from The Morning Crew with Drew. Sandy and I would just like to say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Also, to all of my Italian friends, Feliz Navidad. And to my Jewish friends, Happy Harmonica. Also, I want to ask you a question about Jesus. How did Mary and Joseph weigh Jesus? Away in a manger.
Merry Christmas from the Real Talk Radio Network family.
Hey, it's Ryan Height from The Reckoning. Merry Christmas from my family to yours. I'm so excited to spend this holiday season, this Christmas season with you as we anticipate celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm reminded of Isaiah chapter 9, where we hear unto us a child is born. Earlier on, it says, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. That is an exciting thing worth celebrating. We will continue to talk about the light of truth over on The Reckoning. Merry Christmas, everyone.
The voice of freedom. This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle bells.
Anytime you hear this song, I think about Branson.
Me too.
Because I know. Because Andy Williams had a place down there. And he had the one of the best Christmas shows around.
I only got to see his show, his Christmas show, one time. It was in 2009 when he was getting up there in age, but it was still a fantastic show.
Oh, yeah.
I thought it was awesome.
And once he passed, they kept his theater alive for a while,
mm-hmm.
and they would, like, teleport him in to the show, you know, via, you know, the CGI's.
God?
Yeah, the way those systems can do things, yeah. with AI and things like that. It's
yeah,
like,
it's
and,
wild.
And now here's Andy. It's like, wait a minute, mm-hmm. he died a couple years ago, but here he is on stage.
He's looking great.
It's mimicked perfectly. It's yeah. it's wild. They have since stopped that. His theater actually has been shut down, and they're starting in the spring, they're going to do this
Randy Williams?
Bible come to life experience. I don't know how this is going to be. What did you say?
Randy Williams.
Oh, no, no. Yeah. but this would be weird to see what they do in the spring. It's like a yeah. like a 5D Bible virtual
oh, wow.
thing.
Wait, 5D?
Yeah.
We're past 4D now?
I think so. We're just going straight to 5.
Wow.
And it's going to be a location in Branson, and there's also going to be one in Gatlinburg.
Interesting.
And it just is going to tell the Bible. It's going to come to life through this animation.
Have you guys been out to the Ark experience in Indiana?
No.
I think it's Indiana or Kentucky.
I think it's like Kentucky.
Right on that, is it Kentucky? Yeah, yeah. Okay, it's right on that border, I think. My best friend took her little boy out there and said it's absolutely incredible.
So my mother-in-law wants to do this.
I do too.
I've yet to do it.
It's very expensive. It's like $100 a person.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It's very expensive. Yeah, and then they have like another attraction that's kind of like attached to it, so you can get a discount if you buy all of them. But it's she said it was unbelievably expensive.
Yeah, you go in as a couple and dress as some animals, and then you can get in for free.
We can try.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if I recommend that.
That was the Ark was all about, right?
I feel like it's close to Cincinnati. Like Kentucky, Ohio border.
Yeah, it's like right in that little, yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good 7 or 8 hour drive.
Oh, yeah, that's up there.
But we'll see what happens. Well, either way, welcome back to the Morning Crew. Dan, Drew, and Holly, too, here in studio with you today. Looking like a green Christmas, though.
I know.
I don't see much snow in the next.
Charles Marx is going to be happy. Oof.
Well, that's New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's New Year's. That's
yeah,
right.
You can buy your jewelry.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, that was the big debate yesterday on Peggy's show, too. They said, well, if it snows on Christmas Eve, you get a good deal. No, you can buy whatever you want now between today's date and Christmas Eve. But if it snows 3 inches or more on New Year's Eve, that's when your jewelry becomes free.
I love how you say jewelry.
Jewelry.
I know.
Jewelry, for sure.
Well, that's you know good. What? We were talking about what days we're going to be off next week or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
It could be Christmas Eve, definitely Christmas Day for sure.
Yeah, we haven't really figured that one out. I know we'll Peggy and Ryan are doing some best ofs indoor.
I get that, though.
Recorded shows.
I mean, I can't imagine that folks are like, oh, I have to listen in on New Year's Eve, right? Christmas Eve. They're with their families and loving on each other and spending time together, so I get that.
Well, and that and there's blended families.
Yeah, and you have to go many places.
Oh, yeah.
Well, then there are so many church services mm-hmm. Christmas Eve night, too, that start at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
I guess that's the big question for our app folks today. Do you, and by the way, if you don't have our app, go get the app in your Google mm-hmm. or Apple store. Type in Real Talk 933. It's the white box with the American Eagle. I haven't even fired it up yet myself. But are you a Christmas Eve present opening family, or do you wait till Christmas Day? Do you do it Christmas night? Do you not do it at all on a Wednesday because it's in the middle of a week and you do it on the weekend before or after? There's so many things that people do. I know Santa still comes on Christmas Eve night, you know, which is upcoming this Tuesday. But for the big family gatherings,
what do
people do different crazy things. So let us know in the app or on the Facebook or Rumble or X or Instagram feed. I think we're in those four spots still.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's changed.
And, and the app is great. Whether you want to come at me or not, I'm good with it.
And Hanukkah starts December 25th.
Also, on Christmas Day this
year. Christmas night. It starts. Hanukkah will start. Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah, so we got a lots of stuff, lots of celebrating.
The holidays are here,
yeah,
for sure.
Oh, by the way,
yeah.
Before we leave, I have to get your favorite Christmas cookies. I know you said Snickerdoodle and chocolate chip. I got you,
but I'll Danny, do you have chocolate chip.
You don't have another one.
Another
peanut butter. Okay, got you guys. I'm gonna bring them in next week for you.
Oh,
well, peanut butter is great too for me too.
Okay, I do make this amazing thumbprint shortbread with the jelly in the middle. It's a blueberry champagne jelly. Oh my gosh!
Bring me the right champagne.
Yeah, I'm just, you know, I'll just bring all of them.
Wow. Okay.
Give me the hot pot.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So let's go back to the sheriff. I think you had a soundbite.
I have the sheriff.
Okay.
Police trying to find out what drove a 15-year-old Natalie Rupnow, seen here in a recent Facebook photo, smiling and hugging a dog, to bring a gun to the Abundant Life School Monday morning and kill a teacher and a fellow student.
Mm. At this time, it appears that the motive was a combination of factors.
Police say Rupnow, who also went by Samantha, shot her victims in a study hall classroom with kids of all grades inside.
I was in the hallway and I was changing from my shoes to my boots to go to lunch, but then I heard the shooting and screams.
Second grader Nora Gottschalk reunited with her dad, still barefoot, trying to process what happened.
We went to the church right next to my school, and everyone was panicking still because a lot of police were there.
Investigators now poring over online accounts believed to be Rupnow's that appear to show the suspect gravitating toward neo-Nazi ideology, as well as interest and engagement in online forums that idolized mass shooters. In the minutes before the shootings, multiple posts to X, formerly Twitter, from an account believed to be Rupnow's, one at 10:45, showing a hand making the OK symbol, a gesture flashed by past white supremacist mass shooters, and another at 10:50, linking to a locked Google Drive that may contain writings by the suspect.
We are working to authenticate the documents that you see online that some are referring to as a manifesto. And as soon as we do that, we will let you know.
Just wild.
Yeah, it's so, so sad. I mean, to me, hearing all of that, I had to remind myself that this is a 15-year-old girl.
Mm-hmm.
Because that sounds like an adult, right?
Yeah.
I can't imagine a 15-year-old female doing something like this. In her writings, it said every single male must be wiped out, from babies to the elderly. Only then can women be free to create a new world. I mean, she says that I don't care if they're fathers, brothers, husbands, sons, teachers, police, and especially, and she says an expletive about black people or politicians, I've been craving to kill them all.
Wow.
This is a 15-year-old girl that has severe mental health issues.
Yeah.
I mean, the evil that has overtaken her. And did nobody see this?
It sounds like her social media, it sounds like she's been asking for help.
Right.
But it's not getting it.
And nobody's paying attention.
Uh-huh.
I mean, how long was that going on, right?
I mean, this had to be going on for a while, I would think.
A lot of hatred.
Oh, I feel so... like her family and the victims and the victim's family. And this little kid that says, I was trying to put on my shoes.
I know.
And I hear gunshots.
She was taking her boots off and putting on her shoes. And then she never got her shoes on because they showed her barefoot. She was still barefoot.
Unbelievable.
When they started getting them out of the school.
Drew, you weren't here yesterday, but we were discussing the rhetoric and the narrative that the Biden administration pushes when it's a school shooting. Now we need gun control, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But when the CEO of UnitedHealthcare was gunned down in public a couple of weeks ago, there was no talk of gun control or gun violence. It was just,
It doesn't fit the narrative.
Exactly.
No, it's not the agenda.
It's so sickening.
They're very selective in how they respond to these things.
The mayor,
that's right.
I know we're a little late for a break, but the mayor there, kind of went off on the press because the press has just been badgering and asking about the victims and wanting names and all this
other
stuff.
Yeah, they have not released that yet.
No, and so the mayor kind of went off on them.
It is absolutely none of y'all's business who was harmed in this incident. Please have some human decency and respect for the people who lost loved ones or were injured themselves or whose children were injured. Just have some human decency, folks. Leave them alone. Let them grieve. Let them recover. Let them heal. Don't feed off their pain. We'll share what we can when we can, and not before that. Thank you.
Good for her.
Yeah.
I agree with that. I think to the same point, the media wants to know, like, were the victims targeted, right? So I get right, that aspect. Right. So we know it's now been a substitute teacher who lost her life and a fellow female student. Six, though, were still injured. Two remain in critical condition.
Yeah, somebody in the app says that she had a fixation on the Columbine shooting from years ago.
Wow. Why?
Man. So sad.
Where did she get her gun? I mean, where did she get that gun?
Right.
Haven't seen that
question
answered, but it was a 9mm handgun. We do know that. But again, was it a mom? Was it a dad? Or the parents for this 15-year-old student?
Right.
That's been a quiet part of this story. Mm-hmm. I haven't heard much from them.
Well, they're cooperating.
Yeah, they just say that's fine. Yeah.
But I have so many more questions.
Yeah.
When will we get answers? Will we ever? I guess God only knows. Take a short break. Morning Crew, right back.
The frosted pines, angels on high, let it be Christmas.
Service Central Glass and Door is proud to be a female-owned small business serving clients in St. Louis and surrounding areas. They are a member of the Glaziers Local 513 with more than 40 years of combined experience in the glass industry. Customer service and satisfaction is their number one priority. Service Central Glass and Door is ready to help with all your glass and glazing needs, commercial, residential, and custom glass fabrication. Call 636-332-8899 or online at servicecentralglassanddoor.com.
Dan and True Morning Crew.
Social media has been nuts all week long.
Okay, so since Trump won the election, we're cooked, yup. I'm going to be leaving the U.S. and I'm going to be moving to Hawaii. So we'll see how it goes. And I'll update you guys.
Wow. Anybody going to tell him?
Dan and True Morning Crew.
Weekday morning 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network. Life sure can throw you a lot of curveballs.
Strike three, you're out.
When buying or selling real estate, that's the last thing you need. When it comes to navigating the real estate field, you need the winning team on your side. The Rick and Tracy Ellis team, the MVPs of the housing market. Whether you're buying or selling, count on the Rick and Tracy Ellis team to hit it out of the park every time.
Call Rick or Tracy Ellis with eXp Realty at 636-299-3702 or visit TracyEllis.com.
Our country and the world are ever-changing.
Officials in Madison, Wisconsin are speaking to reporters right now at a private Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin, the scene of an apparent school shooting.
We're still going through, collecting evidence, collecting information, making sure that our community is safe from what is a sad day for our community and for our country.
We'll try to make sense of it all. The Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network presents Liberal Meltdowns.
No, no, no!
What the hell? You cannot be serious. How did I wake up to this garbage as my president? That's right, garbage.
I'm a trans woman with a baby on the way. What am I going to do, keep it?
They're idiots, dude. They're idiots.
While the liberals are melting down, we're heating up. The Real Talk Radio Network.
Need a new furnace or AC? Call Bill Burns, owner of Absolutely Affordable Heating and Cooling.
And here's a special for Real Talk Radio listeners.
Get a brand new Duquesne 70,000 BTU furnace installed for only $21.95. Don't wait until all the new regulations kick in, because the price will likely go up considerably. Call 314-913-4343. Or you can even text pictures of your existing furnace and AC to Bill, and he'll get right back to you with a quote, Absolutely Affordable Heating and Cooling.
The truth is here.
A very important voice, and we appreciate it. We need it.
The Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom.
I
love this song.
It's a good song.
I'm not a huge... Okay, I'm not a Gwen Stefani fan.
Nor am I.
But for whatever reason, this song works. Yeah. I really like it.
This song and their... Was it Happy Anywhere?
I love that song.
Those are the only two Gwen Stefani songs I like.
Same. Yeah. I wish I didn't love it as much as I do, but I love both of them.
And I think that's a Blake, quite frankly.
I like Gwen Stefani because her voice is so different, and that's probably why you guys don't like her. Her voice is very...
Very annoying.
Quirky.
Yeah.
And I like her. Like I liked her in No Doubt a lot.
You did?
Yeah.
That's not my jam.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. Her and Blake got together because they were both cheated on.
Yeah. And they got close on The Voice.
I was going to say, wasn't it The Voice? Yeah.
I guess. Blake then left The Voice, and Gwen's kind of come and gone since. But this past season was pretty good. You had Gwen, Bublé. Snoop Dogg.
I love Michael Bublé.
Oh, Michael Bublé is the best. Have you ever seen him in concert?
No, but his Christmas special was on... Not last night, the night before.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I missed it.
It's recorded on my DVR, but Becky recorded it.
He acts a little goofy.
Oh, he's always been goofy.
But I love his voice.
Yeah, and, like over the top goofy? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, he was just kind of like in the first couple of songs. You know how, it's kind of an act that they put on too. Like, it's a performance for sure. But just some of the facial expressions and the ways that he was singing it were just like, just weird to me. But I love him so much, and I play his music constantly, even when it's not Christmas time, that I don't care. He can do whatever he wants. He's Michael Bublé.
I've seen him 4 times in concert.
No way.
Yeah. If you get a chance to go see him, and I got to meet him.
No, you did not.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Yes. Now I'm jealous.
Before he got big, we had a friend of ours, and I think I've told this story before. We had a friend of ours. He was a St. Louis City captain in the police department. He... got ALS.
Oh.
And another friend of ours, Jerry Clinton, who owned Gray Eagle Distributors, knew Michael Bublé and knew how to get a hold of him because he actually had private parties at his home, and Ed McMahon was there.
What?
And Michael Bublé came, and he hired Michael Bublé. This was before he got big. And Tom... The guy that had ALS loved Michael Bublé, just absolutely loved it. And he told us about it. He told us about Michael Bublé and said, you've got to hear this guy. He is incredible. And
he really is.
So Jerry ended up putting a show together at the pageant and with Michael Bublé for Tom Ziff, the captain that had ALS.
Oh, wow.
And... He asked Michael, and Michael said, I'll be there. Just tell me, give me a date and a time, and I will be there.
That's incredible.
Yeah, and he showed up, and then after the show, we all kind of went up into the balcony, and Michael came out and sat down and talked with Tom for the longest time, but he introduced himself to all of us and everything.
It makes it even better when you really like an artist or an actor or whatever, and they're a good guy or a good gal. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
He was the nicest guy and focused on Tom and talked with Tom and everything, and just, it was great. It was just awesome.
That's seems so very cool. Genuine.
Yeah.
Seems very humble. I don't think that's just an act. I think that's how he is in real life.
Yeah.
I would be stunned if he's not.
Wasn't his daughter sick also?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He quit singing, quit touring.
For a long time.
Everything for a while. Yeah.
Yeah.
Family comes first.
And he has a beautiful wife.
Yeah.
Luciana or something.
Yeah.
Those names that only belong to beautiful women.
Right.
Luciana.
Uh-huh. And another reason why I really love Michael Bublé, he plays hockey.
And no way, he does?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, he's speaking a skater. He grew up in Canada, Vancouver.
Hockey. It was David Perron, who I think now is an Ottawa senator. His newborn had some health issues, and he had to go away from hockey for like 6 weeks earlier this season.
Oh, he's in politics?
Yeah. What did I say?
He's a senator?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, my goodness.
You guys, I got jokes. Can I have, like, the drums or something? Can I get a little, like,
Hold on.
I'm just going to wait. Thank you very much. You guys, guys, I got to get in where I fit in. I'm not that funny, so yeah. I got to take those opportunities as they come.
Moved to Canada, became a politician. Good job, Holly.
Thanks, guys. I wouldn't appreciate
quit your
you
day
guys.
Job, though. Stick
Which to, one?
Exactly. Yeah, she has stay multiple thing. Day jobs.
Well, it is Dan, Drew, and Holly here on this Wednesday, Christmas, right here. It's just really incredible.
Hey, you know what we're going to have to do, maybe?
What?
We might have to do it today.
Yeah?
We might have to sing Reindeer Rock.
Oh, we can do that.
My Christmas song.
We can have a good time with that today.
We should be.
Holly's never been a part of this.
No.
We're going to make sure she's a part of it.
I don't really like good times.
Yes, oh, you yeah. do. I yeah. saw you at our Christmas party.
Yeah, I would like you to be a part of it because I give you a part in this song. This is the song.
I have a part?
Yes, you'll have a part. You'll have several parts.
Don't worry, I screw it up every year.
Oh, yeah.
But,
yeah, but that's okay.
This is one of your mom's favorites.
One of my mom's favorites,
yeah.
And it was the reason this is the song. I've sung the song every year since I've been in radio because
yeah.
it's the song that got me into radio.
Yep, it's famous. Yeah. All right, yeah. So we'll do that later today.
Yeah.
We'll rehearse at the top of the hour.
Yeah, Baba Duba.
Maybe at the 8 o'clock hour yeah. rehearse, and then maybe as we go off the air today.
Yeah.
Maybe 8:45 or so.
Somewhere in there. Yeah.
Before we leave, we'll sing for you.
Okay.
Live on
oh
the
wait,
air.
We have to sing?
Yes, Holly.
Well, you just
Ooh,
go.
Yeah,
you have a little
singer.
Part.
No. Here's what you do. It's just Baba Duba Duba.
Oh.
Try that.
Baba Duba Duba.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then rockety rockin', rock rockin'. Try that.
Rockety rockin'?
Yeah.
Rockety rockin', rockin'.
Rock, rock, and there you go.
And what, do I have words? Can I read
You'll
this?
Be fine.
All right, let's move
yeah.
on. We're
yeah.
going to sing.
Okay.
We're
going to
practice
we'll
at
sing.
The top of the hour.
All right, we're going to practice.
I tried to give you the warning sign. So before we wrap up this, the story, and not really wrap it up because the story is going to keep evolving day by day here, but just looking back at now all these school shootings. So there's a website here for anti-violence organization, Every Town for Gun Safety shows that there have been at least 202 incidents of gunfire on school grounds, resulting in 56 deaths, 147 injuries this year alone. This data does not include the Madison deal from just a couple days ago. That they also referenced the deadliest school shooting in 24 happened in September at Appalachian High School in Georgia. They compared these numbers to last year, where 45 people died in 158 school shootings. The Every Town for Gun Safety website shows 67 people died in 181 school shootings in 2022, according to data. So again, these numbers have been an issue for several years. But Kamala and Joe, they continue to again preach gun safety, not even gun safety, just gun control.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't care if you're safe with them as long as you just turn them in.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, but that's their call out in all of this. I mean, Joe has a full write-up online. You heard Kamala. Well, we didn't ever play Kamala, but Dan referenced Kamala's thoughts
yeah.
on this, too.
I was going to... I was going to share it, and I didn't share it with
okay.
myself, but I can't stand hearing her voice anymore.
I know.
Mm-mm.
But it's not a gun problem. All those issues that have happened this year, last year, 2022, there's one common denominator, and it's the mental illness issue
yeah.
that they just overlook and don't want to focus on and preach. You know, I saw... Sandy Harrison on the feed earlier on Facebook mentioned how Dan Buck's take on this yesterday was, okay, what kind of medication was this 15-year-old on?
Yeah,
I don't
and
know.
We'll probably never know that
hasn't been
actually.
Released.
And that they probably will never release
yeah.
that. Yeah.
I don't know that I don't know that she was on any medication.
Yeah, we don't
because,
know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They haven't shared.
No.
But my point, though, is the go-to, though, is... Okay, it's guns.
Uh-huh.
No, it's not. You know, I like what they're doing in Poland. You know, let's go to Poland for a second. They are making firearm training mandatory for their primary school students. So I don't know if you like this or not, but...
For the students or the teachers?
For students.
Really?
Okay. So think about it in American classrooms over these last few years.
Yeah.
I mean, we've obsessed with... pronoun usage,
yeah,
gender identity debates, Poland is drastically looking at a different approach here, where they prepare children to face real world threats. So if there's a, you know, a shooter coming in, maybe it's a fellow student, whatever. Well, at schools in Poland, students as young as 13 and 14 are learning to handle rifles and pistols under supervision of trained professionals.
I think it's a great idea.
They don't use live, you know, ammunition. They train using ball guns, air guns, small arm replicas, virtual or even laser-based shooting systems where a green light would indicate a successful hit. That's according to The Express right now. But I think this is a cool, not, I don't say a cool thing, but a good thing.
Yes, it's absolutely a good thing. Education is your best offense and defense, really.
I think so.
Yeah, and so educate kids on how to, not only to how to handle a gun, but how to act or behave in a situation. Mm-hmm. But yeah, absolutely. If you see a gun and you're educated on it, you're not going to be curious about what it does, right? Especially as kids. Kids are curious about everything. So if you're educated on what it is, what it does, what could happen, etc., they're not going to mess with it.
Students there in Poland described the experience as both cool and fun, but the underlying message is clear: readiness for future threats. That's the important thing here.
Yeah, no, I love it. I think it's a great idea.
All right, so listeners, you tell us, would you as a parent want your 13 and or 14 year old in school to learn the importance of guns and what they could be capable of, and how to shoot, how to train, how to be prepared?
I think it needs to be elective, though, because there are a lot of parents who want to do that kind of thing on their own. Sure. I would want my child to be trained and to understand that from me or their father, right? So I think that it should be elective, but I think it's great that they would offer it. Mm-hmm. So
I'm with you there completely. Dan?
Huh.
What's your thoughts?
I think I like that the kids are learning about guns and everything.
Yes.
But I think the teachers should be trained on guns, and
absolutely,
the teachers that want to do that, that feel comfortable with guns, should have guns in the classroom with them.
And should
have
a gun with them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
You listeners, let us know on the feed. We'll be right back. It is your Wednesday Morning Crew.
So when I get down on my knees to pray, I ask the Lord above to light the way, and let there be peace to every nation.
I'm John Dew from Titan Hill Armory in Washington, Missouri. It's my favorite time of the year, the hunting and holidays. Come on down and see us for the latest gear from Browning, Ruger, Bergara, and many other brands. Have an old firearm that's just not performing? Let one of our professional gunsmiths tune it up or trade it in for whatever new gun you want. And don't worry about finding ammo. We are fully stocked. Come and see us at Washington, Missouri, or online at TitanHillArmory.com.
For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done. They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929.
Hey folks, I'm Scott with McRoberts Motors. We've been in the automotive industry since 1948, 76 years, and we're growing again. We're looking for our fourth and final automotive technician for our service department. If you're looking for a Christian-owned and operated dealership where you can fully utilize your skill set, call or text me 314-346-7148. Remember, we're not your typical dealer, and that's a good thing. McRoberts Motors in Warrenton, Missouri. McRobertsMotors.com.
Mark Levin.
People have had enough of useless Republicans, or worse. The nation is unraveling and these fools act like it's just another day. It's not. This is Mark Levin. All of us at the Real Talk Radio Network are working hard to take back our country. Join me live Monday to Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network. Or download the app at the Google or Apple Store. Look for the Real Talk 93.3 Patriot Eagle logo.
Merry Christmas. Hey there, it's Representative Holly Jones. As we navigate through this holiday season, let us remember what it's truly about, the gift of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas to you and your families, and may God bless you richly in the new year.
It's Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems and Sophie's Bakery. Just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. God bless you.
It's John Morris with Integrity Training Systems. We just want to wish you a Happy New Year and look forward to seeing you as we bring in the year together.
Wear your love of freedom with Real Talk Radio Network merchandise and apparel.
From stylish caps, t-shirts, hoodies, and more.
Wear your true colors of the red, white, and blue.
Every purchase supports the conservative values we cherish so much, as well as the Real Talk Radio Network.
Shop now. Visit our website for great gifts and apparel at realtalk933.com.
Visit realtalk933.com today and order your Real Talk Radio apparel.
That's realtalk933.com.
Have an hour 20 drive in every day from up in Pike County to the airport here in Chesterfield. Discovered your station about a month ago. It's great to have the common sense.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Time ago in Bethlehem, so the Holy Bible say, Mary's boy child, Jesus Christ, was born on Christmas Day. Hark now,
it is the Real Talk Radio Network. It's the voice of freedom, 93.3 here in the St. Louis area and points west. You have 104.3 up north in the Hannibal, Quincy, Vandalia, Bowling Green area. And then I listen to 107.3 going down to Branson on Sunday.
I had no idea how much territory we actually cover.
Oh, yeah.
It's really remarkable. I went to Dr. Naputi's office the other day to get adjusted. And this guy lives down past Rolla.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked in, and I went to stand there. I get, you know, the vitamin IV injections, which are fabulous. If you never got one, you need one. And he goes, are you Holly? And
oh,
I was
wow.
like, yeah. And he goes, I listen to you all the time on Real Talk. You guys have a great show. I was like, oh, my gosh, thank you so much.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And he's all the way. Yeah. He says that he drives up there once a month to see Naputi's, to go to Naputi's office and get all this stuff done.
The reach is unreal. And that's
so
just
cool.
Our on-air signals. Then you have the app. You have the website, realtalk933.com. Again, Facebook, Rumble, X, Instagram. You can watch the show and share the show there.
Yeah.
But it's pretty wild. Our reach, damn near to Iowa.
Well, yeah.
Just shy of Columbia.
Yeah, a woman in the app yesterday said that her favorite movie, Christmas movie, is White Christmas. I said, oh, that's my favorite movie too. And she said, I'm going to see it on the big screen. For whatever reason, in Holly Jones' brain, I was like, that's happening somewhere around here. I can go too. She said, oh, you know, sorry, honey, it's out in North Carolina.
Oh, man.
You're listening to North Carolina. That's so great.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, North Carolina.
All over the place. So we appreciate you guys listening in to the crew and listening to this network. It is... well, only working because you listen to us, quite frankly.
That's right.
So yeah. Keep it coming. All right. So yesterday, you know, from, I hate to say one shooter to the next, but that's the way the stories are kind of going right now. I think it's ridiculous when you hear, you know, the Joe Biden gun control agenda or lyric or soundbite there. Holly, you brought it up, though. Where was this cry a couple weeks ago with the CEO deal from?
Not a bit of it. Was talked about.
You know, was it United Healthcare, I think it was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
So yesterday, this Manhattan grand jury, they indict Luigi Mangione for first degree murder. And how about this? Terrorism charges in Brian Thompson's shooting. I mean, an act of terrorism is what they're calling this now. And I think, Dan, you have the... maybe
yes, I do.
Audio of these charges being filed.
Wow. We are here to announce that Luigi Mangione, defendant, is charged with one count of murder in the first degree and two counts of murder in the second degree, including one count of murder in the second degree as an act of terrorism.
Wow.
For the brazen, targeted, and premeditated shooting of Brian Thompson, who, as you know, was the CEO of United Healthcare.
Why can't you? Does New York have the death penalty?
I don't think so.
I don't think they do.
If they did, I'm sure they would have thrown it out there by now.
Yeah.
But is he even in New York yet, or is he still in Pennsylvania?
He's still in Pennsylvania.
Still in PA.
He's still in Pennsylvania, and the last I heard was he is not going to fight extradition now.
Well, it's about time.
Originally, he was. Now, he's not going to because he has a very prominent attorney in New York that will take his case.
Here's my issue. You know, the Bernie Sanders of the world and all these people that celebrate the what Mangione did here.
I mean, it's sickening.
Bernie says, you know, shooting somebody in the back is totally unacceptable, but...
Yeah, there's no but.
You know, in this case, you know, because of health care and coverage and lapses, we can justify it? Like, that's nuts. And then I see this poll where 41% of young voters find the killing of this United Healthcare CEO acceptable.
Yeah.
Like, this is not acceptable at all.
Well, that's also because we have taught our young folks since probably birth, right, that it's okay. Violence is okay.
Uh-huh.
In a lot of situations, violence is the answer and it's okay, right? I mean, look at the protests that they have dignified.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
I have something while we still have time. Why people are mad. This is a doctor from Humana that quit.
Wow.
Where'd it go?
Where is she?
She doesn't want to talk.
I know who you're talking about. Yeah, this is incredible.
It's not working. I wonder if they took this down.
Imagine that.
I'll bet you they did. Oh, my goodness. They took it down.
Oh, I'm sure.
I thought.
The very definition of a good medical director was somebody who can save the company a lot of money.
Dr. Linda Pino was a medical reviewer for Humana. She left her job because she didn't like their way of doing business.
I was told when I started that I had to keep a 10% denial. And they were actually giving us reports on a weekly basis that would have all the cases we reviewed, the percent approved and the percent denied, and our actual percentage denial rate. And then there would be another report that compared me to all the other medical reviewers. The doctor with the highest percent of denials was actually going to get a bonus.
So, really?
Wow.
I mean, so like you as a doctor working for the HMO, if you denied more people health care, you got a bonus?
That was the way they had set the system up. Any payment for a claim is referred to as a medical loss. That's the terminology the industry uses. I mean, when you don't spend money on somebody, you deny their care, or you make a decision that brings money in and you don't have to spend it. It's a savings to the company.
Wow. The system is not for you.
No. That's crazy.
That's disgusting. People that need life-saving care, and you are incentivized to deny them.
Mm-hmm.
That's
why people are so angry, but you don't kill a CEO.
No,
you do not.
No,
you change
absolutely
the system.
Not. That's right. Yeah.
Hour two next.
Howdy, I'm David with Fed from the Farm. We raise the best 100% grass-fed to finish beef, pasture-raised pork, lamb, and eggs you've ever tasted, and we deliver it right to your door. Raised right, grass-fed means no grain ever, no GMOs, and no mRNA vaccines either. In today's chaos, your family needs a farmer you can trust and a healthy source of food you can count on, even when the store shelves are bare. You can order online at fedfromthefarm.com and get started making a difference for the health of your family and transforming the landscape your children's children will inherit.
We are honored to be your farmers.
I'm Brian Dawson with Brian Dawson Roofing. I want to do your roof, but also you could have siding, gutters, windows, garage doors. We do all that too. I'm not in competition with the local roofing companies, but the ones that really bug me is the out-of-towners, the fly-by-night. Your warranty lasts as long as you can see those taillights. Call me at 636-465-9465 or look me up at briandawsonroofing.com. Make sure you say the whole thing, Brian Dawson Roofing, or you might not get the right company.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, it is Drew from the Morning Crew. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Again, it's the greatest story ever told. 12 words that can change your life. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. God is with you, full of grace and truth, and that is the ultimate Christmas present this Christmas season. So please slow down and enjoy the magic. From Becky, Addie, and myself, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll see you on the Morning Crew.
Keep that frequency clear.
The Real Talk Radio Network is available wherever you are.
What's the frequency, Canada?
In St. Louis and to the west.
93.3 FM.
The Vandalia Quincy area.
104.3 FM.
the Steelville-Rolla area.
107.3 FM.
And everywhere you are.
The Real Talk Radio Network app and online at realtalk933.com.
Get the voice of freedom anywhere and everywhere.
I enjoy the whole network, guys. I really do.
The Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network. KRTK Herman, KVMO Vandalia, KRTE Steelville. The voice of freedom.
I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops will occupy a buffer zone inside Syria for the foreseeable future.
Entered the buffer zone on Tuesday, making him the first sitting Israeli leader to set foot this far into Syria. These advances come as Israel's forces are still fighting the war in Gaza against the Palestinian militant group Hamas.
That is correspondent Charles de la Desma reporting. There's been a record number of foreign visitors to Japan this year, a boom for the economy, but Michael Bristow says there have been a few problems.
Foreigners are flocking to Japan to travel on a bullet train, see the cherry blossom in spring and to shop in Tokyo. The weak Japanese yen, making everything cheaper, is encouraging them to go. Many of the visitors are from nearby South Korea, Taiwan and China, but also from further afield, Europe and America. This is good news for the tourism industry. But there have also been complaints about overcrowding and the rudeness of some visitors.
That is BBC's Michael Bristow reporting on Wall Street right now. Dow futures up 150 points. Hiya Punjabi reports there's been a snow tire recall.
A company that sells replacement winter tires is recalling over 500,000 of them in the United States. That's because they don't have enough snow traction to meet North American standards. Prinks Changshan Tire North America is recalling certain Fortune Tormenta and Prinks High Country tires with three peak mountain snowflake symbols on the sidewalls. The company says the tires passed European tests, but likely wouldn't meet traction standards in North America. U.S. safety regulators say tires without sufficient snow traction can increase the risk of a crash. The company is working on a way to fix the problem. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
So right now, with an important alert, home title fraud is one of the fastest growing white collar crimes in the country. Criminals can make millions on your house without you even knowing it. Michael, you were one of those criminals?
Yeah, that's right. I was responsible for about $16 million in equity theft and title fraud.
Wow.
And to be honest, it was easy to do. It's just paperwork. So by the time you find out what's happening, the equity in your home is already gone.
So how do you keep your property and equity safe? For more, here's Action News reporter Ron Stevens.
Well, Monica, an in-depth investigation found there's actually just one company that prevents this type of crime from happening. Equity Protect. Equity Protect scans, monitors, alerts, and most importantly, protects you from any attempts to tamper with or steal your home equity and ownership 24 hours a day. Other companies merely monitor. Equity Protect stops the crime from happening. Find out if you're already a victim or take a free risk assessment today at equityprotect.com. That's equityprotect.com.
Bible.
Congressional leaders have approved an agreement that will keep the federal government funded through March 14th and provide...
Real Talk Radio Network weather, brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with eXp Realty.
Our latest round of cloud cover will gradually give way to some sunshine, but definitely more clouds than sun today. High temperature in the mid-40s, partly cloudy tonight with a low in the upper 20s. For Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 40s, breezy and a little colder by Friday. Friday's high in the upper 30s, and we're cold and dry for the weekend with highs both Saturday and Sunday in the 30s. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill in DuPont, Illinois is a great spot to hang out with family and friends. Grab some great food from their large menu and then take advantage of 12 pool tables available at no charge.
That's right, free pool.
Fifth Street Bar and Grill also features a full bar with video gaming area and recreational but competitive co-ed pool league. Call 618-601-1321 to book your next party or event at Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill. 200 North Fifth Street in DuPont, Illinois. It's in a safe residential area, only a 10-minute drive from both the Poplar Street or JB Bridge with ample off-street parking. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Burr, it's freezing in here.
Don't worry, I'll take care of it. Google, how do I fix my furnace?
Hi, I'm Corey Minky with Minky Heating and Cooling, your local Heil dealer. Although Google is great for a lot of things, fixing your HVAC is not one of them. So whether you're hot or cold, don't delay. Get a hold of Minky Heating and Cooling today.
Oh no. Google, call Minky Heating and Cooling. I'm ready to have my new Heil furnace installed today. Call 636-583-5621.
Heil, proudly made in the USA.
Ultimate Defense Firing Range in St. Peter's provides the knowledge, tools, and experience to protect yourself and the people you care about. With 18 state-of-the-art indoor lanes and training courses for all skill levels, you'll be prepared to stop a threat when it matters most. Their expert team can guide you in selecting the perfect firearms for your needs. They also buy guns, everything from single firearms to entire collections. Ultimate Defense, conveniently located off Highway 79 in St. Peter's. Visit udrange.com to learn more.
The voice of the next generation of conservatives. Charlie Kirk with strong conservative values.
The respect of individual rights, that all of us are made in the image of God, and that the people are the sovereign, and that the people in charge, senators, congressmen, governors, mayors, county clerks, they're there because of the permission of their voters. The voters have the power. The people are sovereign. This is Charlie Kirk, and I'm proud to be part of the Real Talk Radio Network. Tune in to the Charlie Kirk Show Monday through Friday at 11 to 2 p.m. to get the news before it's news.
The Reckoning.
Hey, it's Ryan Height. Come and join me every weekday at 4 for The Reckoning here on Real Talk Radio. We have a lot to cover through January. We're going to have new cabinet picks, the Outsider Dream Team, Trump Agenda 47 coming at us like a freight train, and a brand new House and Senate and statewide offices here in Missouri. We have a lot of unpacking to do through the lens of truth, and we're going to do it with faith, family, and freedom in mind every weekday at 4 here on The Reckoning.
The Reckoning.
Views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
I don't want to go to work. I can't wait till Christmas break. If you ask me one more thing, I might deck you in the face.
Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Hump day?
Woo-hoo! It's hump day.
Hump day?
Woo-hoo!
Uh-oh. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Mike. What day is it, Mike?
Mike's checked out for Christmas.
Mike is checked out.
Yeah.
It's Christmas.
Have you guys been out shopping, like, this Christmas season? And it feels like people are madder.
Mad?
Like yeah, they're just like not as nice as most Christmas seasons.
We got some
I feel
Grinches
like.
On our hands.
I don't know. Like I'm a very very much like excuse me. Oh sorry, you know. Sorry.
Well, mannerism
me.
Has like, been like, gone for a long time.
But it seems worse.
They're
and
rude.
I've been saying Merry Christmas to everybody because yeah. I'm just Merry Christmas kind of gal.
And your name's Holly.
And right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Holly
I am
Jolly.
Christmas cheer. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Not even a third of people say it back.
No, people have become, over the years now, people I've noticed have just become more rude to
yeah,
other people. And
I
you
know.
Can really see it driving.
Mm-hmm.
Driving is just...
You both need to go to Branson.
Oh, my goodness.
Because
I think I'm
everyone, you say Merry Christmas, they Merry Christmas back. I mean, you have strangers coming up to you. Well, hey, we have Addie, so everybody wants to talk to Addie. But... boy, if I was single, she would pick up a chick for me or two. I'm just saying.
Rep. Brian Seitz in Branson has filed a bill the last couple of years to make Branson the tourism capital of the United States. It's actually a really super cute bill. It's just kind of a fun thing, you
yeah.
know, that he can do. But he's like, it's God's country.
It's
everyone's so kind.
There.
They're very conservative. They're very loving to each other.
Yeah.
He talks about how amazing Branson is all the time.
The hospitality is unreal. I've always been drawn to that community. At some point, I will live there in life. I don't know if I retire down there to Table Rock.
I
don't know.
That.
But that is, it's always like been my second home. But you mentioned it here, Holly, at least. People aren't as friendly when it comes to Christmas. That's why I had to get away. Then I see this report yesterday as I come back to town. This is according to I don't know where C.S. Mott Children's Hospital is, but parents are threatening to cancel Christmas to get their kids to behave this holiday season. They say 1 in 4 parents are threatening to not buy anything if their kids misbehave.
Really?
I don't think that's the right approach
really?
At all. How about you parent better?
Hey, there's kids on the naughty list.
That's true.
And they don't get anything.
Santa,
so.
I guess,
well, Dan, you're on
watching.
The naughty list, so.
I've always been on the naughty list. It's like.
But the survey was for kids aged 1 to 5.
One?
1 to 5. And there were 725 parents surveyed here at this children's hospital. But I just think this could backfire, quite frankly.
Why are they in a children's hospital? Mm-hmm. Surveying at the children's hospital? Are the kids in the hospital?
Well, that's a fair point, too. Again, I didn't do a crazy dive into this study, but they say parents should learn to lean on each other and not be afraid of public meltdowns when they happen from their kids. Don't threaten your kid to not buy them a thing or two because they might cry in public.
Well, it's
a
bit harsh for me.
It's getting savage out
there. 1 to 5. Why are the parents talking about buying something for the kids? Because Santa Claus brings it.
That's a fair point, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Santa's going to bring a gift regardless.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the extra gifts or something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
You know what? You have to watch Fred Claus. You have to watch that movie.
That Vince Vaughn, I think.
Vaughn and Paul Giamatti and Kevin Spacey, which is completely out of the movie business right now. But
I haven't seen that one in a while.
I haven't seen Fred Claus.
No.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Never?
Are you kidding me?
I don't think so.
Oh, my goodness.
Get out more.
Get out more, stay in more.
Oh, you have to watch Fred Claus. It is hysterical.
Is it? Okay. It's on my list for tonight when I wrap presents.
It's a good one. Fred Claus is a good one. And they have Siblings Anonymous, where he goes, because he's the brother of Santa Claus. And in Siblings Anonymous, you have Sylvester Stallone's brother. You have Roger Clinton. You have all these other people, one of the Baldwin brothers and all this other. Oh, it's hysterical. They talk about the kids on the naughty list, and Vince Vaughn ended up taking all the kids off of the naughty list, and they had to get a present. And they said, what's the easiest thing to make? For boys, it was like a baseball bat, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And for girls, it's a hula hoop.
That way, everybody gets something.
Everybody gets something for Christmas.
Wow. I haven't seen the movie probably in 10, 12 years.
Which basically makes you as bad as me. I'm just saying.
Really? Well, at least I've seen it.
Has it been out that long?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's been quite a while.
Oh, it's a good movie. But I really like it.
It's always on TBS or TNT. It's on the Turner Network.
Okay.
But look it up.
All right, I'm on it, you guys.
All right.
I got you.
I'll send you the link.
Okay, send me the link.
All right, so President Trump, he will be in office not soon enough. What, 33 days, I think, is the magic number now?
Please hurry.
January 20th. We're getting close. I know you guys have covered a little bit of his press conference a couple of days back. Can we just give the guy some love here?
Oh, yeah.
He goes unfiltered, taking raw questions from the press. That's something that Joe Biden, Kamala Harris,
off the top of his head,
couldn't do.
Yeah.
And still haven't done, quite frankly, in their entire reign here, which is almost 4 years old.
Yeah.
So kudos to Trump when he does.
And we talked about this yesterday, but when he does.
I told you I'm rusty. It's been a few days.
It's Christmas season. When he does it. Okay, so we talked about this yesterday, but I want to get your take. So, do you feel like he's a little bit different? He's a little bit more presidential.
Compared to last time.
Yeah.
He learned a lot.
Yeah.
He really has.
And that is a true measure, to me, of a good leader, is that he took what others had said and he kind of molded himself into a better version of who he already was.
Yeah.
I love that.
He has.
And he's not holding back. I mean,
no.
Everything's on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know that it was possible, but he seems more confident.
Yeah.
In this, in the role as president.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, think about the fact that, I mean, he has had the largest win in 129 years.
Yeah.
But also he waited and worked his tail off for 4 years, knowing that there was election interference, knowing that this communist regime in the White House currently was doing everything they could to basically the takedown of America prior to him coming back. And he was steadfast. I mean, if that's not an anointing, I don't know what is.
You know, I think this has been overlooked since last Friday or Saturday when this came out. I don't think I sent you the audio, but I mean, Nathan Wade admitted to colluding with the White House to prosecute Trump in Georgia. I mean, that was a bombshell that's overlooked. And no one's even talking about it. We all knew it was garbage.
Right.
But now the guy admits it, and no one's even given at the time of day. Trump at this press conference, he talks on vaccine reviews. He talks on or downplays Laura Trump in joining the Senate. You know, he says, leave it to Ron. They're doing good things down there. He talks about how he vows to make the U.S. rich with tariffs. We already know what he's threatened Mexico and Canada with. He's criticized the drone response. We'll maybe play that soundbite for you in a little bit because there's more to that drone story. He covers foreign policy. Dan, I think you have a soundbite on daylight savings.
Oh, yeah. He wants to do the daylight savings stuff. I don't have it prepared yet.
This may be the only thing that I disagree with our president on. I don't like that.
I don't either. You know, we all on this show, we've talked about this for years. You know, here, just get rid of it.
I have it now.
All right, let's hear it.
Okay.
President-elect Trump wants to turn out the lights on daylight saving time. Tonight on Truth Social, Trump put up a post right here saying that he wants his party to try to end the practice when he enters office, saying, quote, daylight saving time is inconvenient and very costly to our nation. Daylight saving time was first adopted as a wartime measure in 1942. Lawmakers have occasionally proposed getting rid of it, but health groups encourage getting rid of it, saying standard time aligns better with the sun and human biology. Most countries don't observe daylight saving time, and Arizona and Hawaii don't change their clocks at all.
So
I'm all for doing away with it.
Daylight savings time is what should be made permanent. That's the claim here.
No, they're saying standard time. They're doing away with
daylight. Doing away with it, correct.
Doing away with it, yeah.
But think about the timestamps of sunrise and sunsets. I mean, so right now in the fall and winter, nothing would change. What you see now is what you'd get still. But, like, think about the month of June. If we stay at standard time, our sunrise here would be like 4:30, 4:40 in the morning in June. Sunsets would be like 7:30, 7:45.
Yeah.
Where it's been like 8:30, 8:45. Like, I want more daylight to last longer rather than earlier in the day.
I'm a person, I enjoy the night. Like, the dark does not bother me, but a lot of people have seasonal affective, you know, when it gets darker and, you know, all those kinds of things. But I like daylight savings. I look forward to it. I think it's fun.
I don't like changing. The time. I do not like changing the time.
We've been trying to get you to change for years.
I know.
It's not happening.
So we asked people earlier in the app to talk about their Christmas present opening and many other things today. But give us your thoughts. Would you want the sun to rise in that 4 o'clock hour?
Ooh.
Or would you rather the sun not set until 8:30 at night, like it's been?
Yeah, I'm curious to see what people say.
I want the later sunset.
Me too.
Early sunrise.
I don't want the time change.
All right. Let us know in the feed. Morning Crew, right back. Stay right there.
I'm with Trump. You guys hate him, don't you?
Cancel us.
This will be the next thing.
Cancel us. We're gone.
Rob is going to use this against me on his show in a little while. He's going to say, Holly Jones and that Missouri Freedom Caucus hate daylight savings time.
For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done. They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929.
Howdy, I'm David with Fed from the Farm. We raise the best 100% grass-fed to finish beef, pasture-raised pork, lamb, and eggs you've ever tasted. And we deliver it right to your door. Raised right, grass-fed means no grain ever, no GMOs, and no MNRA vaccines either. In today's chaos, your family needs a farmer you can trust and a healthy source of food you can count on even when the store shelves are bare. You can order online at fedfromthefarm.com and get started making a difference for the health of your family and transforming the landscape your children's children will inherit.
We are honored to be your farmers.
Medicare coverage can be confusing and overwhelming. Mark Hart Insurance, Medicare specialist with his over 40 years experience and expertise, will put you at ease and take the confusion out of Medicare coverage. Mark makes it easy. His clients are like family. Absolutely no cost or obligation for a review of your coverage to make sure you are in the plan that will provide the most benefits and the lowest costs. For one-stop shopping for Medicare plans, call Mark Hart Insurance, Medicare specialist at 314-276-9675. 314-276-9675.
Hey, it's Steven from the Photo Pros. I'm the former owner of Creevcore Camera. We've been advertising on the station for just a little while, and we want you to know that the amount of customers wanting us to personally handle their scans, restorations, videotape transfers, movies, and more has been incredible. We absolutely love taking care of your most valuable history, all your photographs, and more. Again, we preserve film, movies, slides, and photos by the thousands. Just Google Creevcore Camera or the Photo Pros to find us.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Best thing that's happened in St. Louis, and I so appreciate you guys doing it.
The voice of freedom.
It's that time. Christmas time is here. Everybody knows there's not a better time of year. That sleigh, Santa's on his way. Hip hip hooray for Christmas vacation. Got a ton of stuff to celebrate. Now it's getting
closer. Well, we mentioned it in the 6 o'clock hour. I'll mention it again. Charles Marks, Marks Jewelry Company. Get on over there, 504 West Pierce Boulevard. Give Charles a call, 636-639-0835. But the deal is this. Any qualified purchase this entire month, it started back on the 1st. Here we are now on the 18th, and we have 1 week until Christmas. Any qualified purchase between now and Christmas Eve, your jewelry will be free. Your purchase will be free if it snows 3 inches or more on New Year's Eve. That's the catch. Mm. Has to be 3 inches or more New Year's Eve at Lambert Airport. If that happens,
that's kind of exciting.
Your purchase will be free.
Do they do jewelry repair over there?
They do.
Nice. Okay.
They do. Today's Wednesday. They have a watch battery special for you.
Okay.
Today, if you need a watch. Now, that does not qualify for this deal, but so there are some exclusions. So,
well, sure.
See Charles, but yeah, they do repair. They have it all over there. So I would give Charles a call, 636-639-0835. We appreciate him so much for sponsoring the Morning Crew. We were just talking about Trump's press conference. And by the way, I love the responses about daylight savings time. Some saying rise early, some saying more sunlight, some saying it's stupid.
I love our app.
Oh, they're great.
These guys are amazing.
The app is amazing. The feeds are great. You know, and I get it would benefit the farmers for the early sunrise. I get that point of it. Someone says, you guys should like this. You guys would be driving in sunlight now if we were to get up at, you know, if the sun were to rise at 4:30. Here's the thing. I'm already up regardless, so I don't need the sun to,
yeah,
you know, my alarm clock goes off regardless if the sun is up or not to be here to do this show.
Yeah.
So I don't know. It'll be something to watch for sure. If it could just be a talking point from Trump, but we'll see what happens. The other thing, though, Trump did talk about a lot during that press conference, the drone situation. Mm-hmm. It is crazy to me how my social media has become nothing but night watch. Everyone's in this, you know, looking up at the sky, seeing if this is a plane, if this is a drone, what size the drone might be, if it's too small, too big. It's crazy. Trump talked about it at this press conference Monday.
Can you comment on the drones that are flying around New Jersey ports? It seems like the American people have a big disconnect.
The government knows what is happening. Look, our military knows where they took off from. If it's a garage, they can go right into that garage. They know where it came from and where it went. And for some reason, they don't want to comment. And I think they'd be better off saying what it is. Our military knows, and our president knows. And for some reason, they want to keep people in suspense. I can't imagine it's the enemy, because if it was the enemy, they'd blast it out. Even if they were late, they'd blast it. Something strange is going on. For some reason, they don't want to tell the people. And they should, because the people are really, I mean, they happen to be over Bedminster, one another too.
So, there's way too many sightings all across this country of these drones. Now, the hot spot has been New Jersey, and now this New Jersey mayor is coming out. I don't know if you played the soundbite or not, or talked about this, but all these mysterious drone sightings, this Belleville mayor, Michael Melham, has dropped a bombshell that the drones may be connected to missing radioactive material.
I've heard that a couple of times.
Is this a legit thing? Is this been debunked? But no one's talking about it, but at least he's calling him out. He was on a Good Day New York, and it was an eye-opening statement that has gained some traction.
Yep.
But still, for whatever reason, D.C. or anybody in a higher office or higher rank, they won't confirm or deny.
No, yeah, they're not saying
it. Yeah, I don't trust this at all.
No. When they don't deny it, or when they don't confirm or deny, when they do not deny it, that's when you think, maybe.
Yeah, so the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission confirmed that radioactive material was lost in transit earlier this month, and the mayor pointed to recent reports that it went missing over New Jersey, specifically through Port Newark. So that's why, which this is a major transportation hub, that's why you're seeing all these drones, because they're trying to look for this missing material. It was reported lost on December 3rd. They say it was shipped for disposal. The container arrived at its destination severely damaged and empty. So,
but when did that come out? When did they say that?
They've been saying that in the past couple days, maybe a week.
Okay. So this has been going on longer than that. So do they have to formulate a story?
That's a great point.
To like bring it up now, because people are like, tell us what's going on. Because the FBI just came out and said, you know, they're warning residents, don't shoot at them, and don't flash lasers at them or whatever. So I have a very hard time believing that if there actually was this issue that they were dealing with, why not just come out and say that when this started and people started freaking out?
I've seen people on social media, and they're doing their live shots, and they're shooting at these drones.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, if you're not going to tell folks what's going on and be transparent about it, people are going to take matters into their own hands, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not condoning that. I'm just saying they would do it.
Oh, yeah.
You've definitely... This is still a high topic, high debate, I guess, of what they are, who's behind them. Yeah. Nobody knows. But this goes back, you know, that they say the December 3rd for this story. But last week we were sharing stories that some of these drone sightings started on November 22nd.
Yeah.
I mean, so this is almost a full month of drone activity, and we still don't have answers?
Yeah. I know he's totally pushing us out, but I have to tell you about Eureka last night.
Oh, you should tell us about Eureka.
Yeah, I will. I know Dan wants a break, so you know how it
is. Yeah, we'll have to take a break.
We also have Tom Oldham coming up.
Dang it!
I'll be
Tom.
Drone.
No, just kidding. I love Tom.
No, you can tell the story. I'll be droned for Christmas.
Goodness gracious. I really missed you, Dan.
But mostly me, right?
No, you don't. Yeah.
We'll be right back. It's your morning crew. For the holidays, you can't beat home, sweetheart.
Peggy Hubbard, she's got a fire in her soul. Everything that Mr. Trump said was right, because Hunter Biden got convicted on how many different things?
Exactly.
I tried to warn him, hey, if you do business with this guy, it could very well end bad for you.
On 60 Minutes, everything he has been saying for the last 4 years was 100% correct.
On The Real with Peggy Hubbard, weekdays from 2 until 4 on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Rob Carter Show.
It is time to shine in the Show Me State. Do the hustle! With a super majority of Republicans in Missouri, we still have DEI in schools. We still have to pay personal property taxes, and half of our budget comes from the feds. Are GOP voters getting hustled?
Do the hustle!
Join me. Weekday mornings from 9 to 11 a.m. on The Rob Carter Show.
The Rob Carter Show on the Real Talk Radio Network.
6800 Promise Point in House Greens, Missouri is listed for $999,900 on almost 7.5 acres. This is a stunning traditional 2x4 stick-built home with 6x6-inch logs to give you that stunning custom log-built look. This home is incredible. 1.5-story with an inverted hip roof, a finished walkout lower level. Call the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with EXP Realty at 636-299-3702.
Social media has been nuts all week long.
Okay, so since Trump won the election, we're cooked, yup. I'm going to be leaving the U.S. and I'm going to be moving to Hawaii. So we'll see how it goes. And I'll update you guys.
Wow. Anybody going to tell him?
Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hi, doctor. I'm hearing voices.
Oh, well, tell me more.
Well, you know, voices like Peggy Hubbard.
Okay.
Dan and Drew. Rob Carter.
Oh?
Oh, and Ryan Height. Doctor, what are you writing?
Oh, just making some notes. No big deal.
Hey, give me that back.
Wait, that's just a picture of a cat. You're just doodling.
Make sure if you're hearing voices, you're hearing the Real Talk Radio Network, the voice of freedom. If you're passionate about conservative values and want to make your voice heard, now's your chance. The Real Talk Radio Network has weekend availabilities for your very own show. Whether it's an extension to promote your business or to share your thoughts, engage with our loyal listeners via our several FM frequencies covering the St. Louis region and the Real Talk Radio app. Get ready to inspire, educate, and entertain. To make your dream of having your very own radio show a reality, contact Tracy Ellis today at 636-299-3702.
Merry Christmas.
On behalf of the Hubbard family and myself on The Real with Peggy Hubbard, I want to take the opportunity to wish you all a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And to all our first responders and military personnel that are serving here and far, I want to wish you all a very Merry Christmas, a very Happy New Year, and a safe return to your families. And we love you. Merry Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Are you ready for this?
It's the Real Talk Radio Network app, and it's free.
Well, you really got your money's worth with this.
Learn it. Know it. Embrace it.
Do you think you can handle it?
Interact with our host and audience.
I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
Get the Real Talk Radio Network anywhere you are, even beyond our radio signals. Go to your favorite app store to get it free. Just look for the Eagle logo.
You asked for this. You asked for it.
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Bring it on, baby.
We need to unite.
America first.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. You really are a heel. You're as cuddly as a cactus. You're as charming as an eel, Mr. Grinch.
Oh,
you're a bad banana with a greasy black peel.
Are you saying Tom's a Grinch?
No. I would never say that.
It sounds like a walk-up song for Tom.
Wow.
Sorry, Tom. I mean, Dan did it. I didn't.
Unbelievable. Welcome back. It is your morning crew, Dan, Drew, Holly, too. We'll get to Tom in just a moment, but I got to tell you first about McRoberts Motors. They are a proud sponsor of the morning crew, family business since 1948. They only sell you quality used vehicles that they believe in from a mechanical reliability standpoint. Shout out to Deborah, purchase of a Volkswagen just recently at McRoberts Motors. Shout out to Dustin, purchased his Ram 1500, Dodge Ram 1500. Thank you, Dustin. And I think we also said last week that Mike got the new Massimo Warrior. So they've been selling things like hotcakes out there at McRoberts Motors. So go out there if you need a new used car, truck, van, or SUV. If you need a new UTV or any type of automotive repair, call Scott and Melanie. Their phone number, 636-377-4343. Again, 636-377-4343, or all their inventories online at McRobertsMotors.com, located just 15 minutes west of here in Warrenton, 534 Progress Parkway. Make sure you stop by there. Tell them the Morning Crew sent you, not your typical dealer. That is a good, good thing. And Tom Oldham, the Grinch, is not your typical councilman out there in Sedalia either. Hi, Tom. How are you? Merry Christmas.
Good morning, Real Talk family.
Listen to that Christmas crowd.
In fact, I am the Grinch.
Are you?
Because I am the local City of Sedalia Grinch. It's actually pretty true.
Oh.
We team up with...
Oh, I saw this.
Amtrak. You saw this? We team up with Amtrak to provide Santa on the train. So the kids get on the train and in Warrensburg, which is about 30 minutes west from us, and Santa pulls into town in the train, and we hop on the train, and we get to visit Santa in the trip here into Sedalia. We get to go to the nice Lamy's here, which is an old Levi warehouse, Levi factory, that's turned into a huge downtown spot for us here. But I get to play the Grinch. And so I show up before all the kids do at the Warrensburg Amtrak Depot, and I get to welcome them in, and I get to play with them, and I get to ride on the train with them. And it's gotten so big that I feel like the Grinch took the spotlight here in our last and our last Santa on the train. So I can't see what I can't wait to see what happens in the future. In fact, I have a goal. Right now it's just one of those plain masks. But I have a goal of getting the latex mask where I can speak and I can interact with the children better. So, hey, I think you're right. That was a great walk-in music track for me right there. Absolutely.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I'm looking at the photos again.
Right, right.
I really didn't.
No way. Really?
Yeah, I did not know.
Wow.
It worked out great.
Isn't that something?
That's what happens here on the crew. Just
no doubt.
Everything comes together full circle, I guess. But the costume looked hot. I mean, you looked like you were sweating your butt off in that.
Whoa,
thing.
Did you really? You really like Tom, don't you? You looked hot.
Yeah.
Wow.
Good grief.
I had on a full green spandex suit underneath it, so you wouldn't see my skin. I went all out this year. I had a little pillow stuffed in my belly, so I had a little Grinch belly.
It was dedication.
It's for the kids, right? I didn't do it for me. It was for the kids.
Did you steal anything?
Yeah, you know what? We might have stolen a few candy canes. Oh. We made a couple of kids cry, but all in all, it was
You are a Grinch. Shame on
yeah,
you.
Yeah, it happened.
All right, Tom, you're on with us to give us a Jefferson City update. Hello, January 8th is just a couple weeks away. Session will begin. What are we watching? What are we tracking?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I love coming on here, you know, every Wednesday, giving you guys a little update on Jeff City, specifically.
And we love it too.
Missouri, specifically from a local city councilman, the local municipality viewpoint. I sit on the board for Missouri Municipal League. I'm the city councilman for Sedalia, Missouri. So when we look at things in Jefferson City, we really look at things that really affect the people. Now, you've got your star person in studio with you, Miss Holly Jones.
Aww.
So she gets to give you guys the heads up on really what's coming, but I love this opportunity to get to speak because there's a lot of really cool things that are coming down the line there. You know, as we always talk about, there's usually about 1,500 pieces of legislation that get filed. 99% of them don't see the light of day, but there's still a lot of great... There's a lot of pieces of legislation on there, not necessarily great pieces of legislation, but there's legislation out there just that helps you catch your eye. We've hit on a few in the past. Here are a few more, right? You're going to see a lot of the health stuff, health-related pieces of legislation kind of take the front here. We've got things with abortion and insulin prices and hygiene products as well. You're looking at nutrition when you start looking at chemical labeling, making sure, you know, businesses that sell and manufacture food products label certain unsafe chemicals. Food sales tax, we're always talking about tax when we're talking about municipal elections and things that affect your municipalities. A lot of pieces of the legislation are going to come in talking about elimination of property tax, sales tax on food or certain different products. And so I'm all for a tax cut. I'm all for limiting what the government can spend and keeping my money in my pocket. I always, you know, when we come up to Jefferson City, we always love to talk to our legislators, though, about making sure that we're not eliminating taxes that you voted on. And you're going to see that in a lot of municipalities and a lot of sales taxes that are voted on by the people to support their community. So that's always something that we love to talk about here. Of course, women's health, you know, pregnant women, tax exemption for diapers, spirited products, you're going to see a lot of that. I think an interesting piece, a couple pieces here, I'll hit on one, is drones are a huge thing at the moment, hitting the nation, of course. Local municipalities use drones as well. We use drones for a couple reasons here. One, we have used them in the assistance of our first responders. When police get a call, or we're looking for a high-speed pursuit or a foot chase, we're able to use a drone to assist in that. When we're looking at our firefighters, we're able to send a drone ahead of us, and we're able to monitor the fire, the structure fire, from all points of view. So we've got things like that. But there's a bill coming up that would require state, county, and local law enforcement agencies to obtain a warrant to use drones for the purpose of gathering evidence and information pertaining to criminal conduct. So I absolutely love this. It does put a checks and balance there for our law enforcement to make sure that we're not using our drones for not necessarily illegal uses, but maybe unwanted uses as well. So I'm excited to see that happen come forward. But you guys have a great bill coming there in St. Charles County, and that is to name some roadways after President-elect Donald Trump.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You're going to have a couple. Yeah. Yep. You've got a couple coming up. I think, oh my goodness, my screen just froze here. You've got two. One there in St. Charles County, and then you've got a portion of Interstate 55 that wants to be named as Donald J. Trump Highway.
Huh. I would be okay with that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can show off our love for Trump by having our highways named after him in certain areas. Before, I want to go back to the drone thing, though, because I think that's important and maybe looked over here, because with what's going on in New Jersey, there's no transparency whatsoever. You know, but here going forward in Missouri, if our first responders are going to use these drones, at least the transparency is there. And I think that's, I think it's more important than anything, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're absolutely right. You know, what's going on right now across the nation is absolutely ridiculous. It is so hard to believe that our government doesn't know what's going on. It absolutely reminds me of the Chinese weather balloon that hit us just a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that hits a little closer to home because the Chinese weather balloon flew over Whiteman Air Force Base just about 15 miles west of us here. And now we've got these hundreds of drones that are flooding the United States. And now Biden and his administration is pleading ignorant to the fact. We don't know enough information. We can't take them down. And that's just absolutely hard to believe. And so when you've got what could be an amazing tool when we look at what's happening with local municipalities, things that we can help with our first responders, we actually use them for code enforcement and for dangerous buildings. We're able to get into a building before it looks like it's going to collapse and see what the structure looks like. So when we have these pieces of legislation come in, you know, it becomes warranted that we do have those check and balances that helps the public stay safe. You know, I'm reminded though of something that a prominent individual here in Missouri out of a well-known organization, and that's about as vague as I'll keep it though. He was talking about the black-headed vulture. Do you know what the black-headed vulture is?
No,
do tell.
No, okay, so a normal vulture preys on
dead
carcasses.
Mm-hmm.
But the black-headed vulture will attack calves and other livestock.
And their eyes.
And so there was an issue that farmers and ranchers were being required to obtain a permit to shoot down these vultures when they start to attack their livestock. And It made absolutely no sense. You're telling me this vulture is attacking my livestock. I've got to wait, go through this process. Well, this prominent individual advised the farmers and the ranchers to apply the three S's to their situation. Shoot, shovel, and shut up. Mm-hmm. And that's the only thing I can think of when we start looking at these drones that are just spontaneously appearing over our communities. Get them down, shovel them up, and just be quiet about it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we heard that vulture bill in committee last year.
Yeah, you know who came
it's
out
a really big problem.
About that is the BHVM, Black-Headed Vultures Matter.
Oh, boy.
Organization. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They did. They're very upset.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
They will come after you quickly, I guess. Uh-huh.
Yep.
But I'm okay with these pre-file bills, though, when it comes to regulating drone use in our state.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to know about it.
Right.
Yeah.
And the transparency would be there, unlike what we're having across the East Coast right now.
There's been over 600 already filed in pre-filing.
That's
crazy. 604 and 605 yesterday.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Yep.
Unbelievable. Well, we are coming up against a break here. We're going to continue this conversation with Tom Oldham in just a moment. It's the Morning Crew, Dan, Drew, Holly, this Christmas season. More with Tom in just a moment.
Dream travel, exciting and new. At Archer Luxury Travel, they're expecting you. Come along with Archer Luxury Travel and they'll make all of your vacation dreams come true. From cruises to Disney, luxury hotels and resorts, Archer Luxury Travel does it all. The sea, the sun, and so much fun. Archer Luxury Travel is family owned and operated. Call the owner direct at 832-474-9038 or visit archerluxurytravel.com.
Hi, this is Billy Bush. If you know me, you know I love to travel with my family. There is nothing better. When planning our vacation, we rely on Archer Luxury Travel. Deanna Archer, owner of this family business, makes sure our vacation experience is a great one. Give Deanna a call when you're planning your vacation. That's Archer Luxury Travel.
Call Archer today, 832-474-9038 or online at archerluxurytravel.com.
For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done. They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929.
First impressions count, and your door is the first thing people see. Custom door transformations can enhance your home's curb appeal without the hassle. They add glass to existing steel wood, fiberglass doors on site in as little as 2 hours, no new door required. It's a unique concept that saves an entire door and frame replacement. Add class with our glass. No mess, no door replacement, and most importantly, it saves you money. Custom door transformations. Call 314-665-1882 or online at customdoortransformations.com.
Merry Christmas.
Hey there, it's Representative Holly Jones. As we navigate through this holiday season, let us remember what it's truly about, the gift of the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Merry Christmas to you and your families, and may God bless you richly in the new year.
It's Debbie Morris with Integrity Training Systems and Sophie's Bakery. Just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas. God bless you.
It's John Morris with Integrity Training Systems. We just want to wish you a Happy New Year and look forward to seeing you as we bring in the year together.
Real people.
They love all the different hosts.
Real truth.
Thank God somebody's doing it, right?
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Oh, look out.
Checking all around the world, want to know what's going on with every single boy and girl. Said, great gosh almighty, much to my surprise, nobody's been naughty, everybody's been nice. Now Santa likes to boogie, Santa likes to dance, Santa likes to rock it, likes to go real fast, Santa likes to ride in the boogie woogie choo-choo train.
It is the Morning Crew. I love that one. That's fantastic. Dan Strauss, Drew Shelton, Missouri Senator Holly Jones here. Coming up after our anthem, Holly is going to take over. And she's going to talk on the Freedom Caucus. She's going to talk on Speaker, who the Speaker is to be, whether it be
the
Patterson.
The Speaker race that we now have.
Patterson and or Sparks. Tom Oldham with us also, Mid-Missouri Young Republicans. Hey, have you guys taken a stance on this whole Speaker race, Tom, on... You know, when it comes to Patterson and Sparks going forward in January, what's the west side of the state look like?
Yeah, I know. Unfortunately, here in Pettis County, we stay pretty quiet, right? Mm-hmm. We don't really take some strong stances on that. I think it's unfortunate. We do have a very seasoned, a very tenure committee, and they're used to kind of flying under the radar. Yeah, that's one thing that's always been a pet peeve of mine, that if I'm elected to a leadership position, or if I've elected you to a leadership position, I don't want you to fly under the radar. I want you to make an impact. I want you to influence, and I want you to stand your ground and stand on purpose. I don't hear a lot about that, what's happening over here. I will say it does appear that Sparks is just taking the sides of several of the local GOP parties. You're seeing several counties come out and support Sparks. And I think that's admirable. I think that's great. I love that we're challenging that status quo. And I love we're finally bringing into light that, you know, this preemptive decision from the previous session doesn't have to carry over, and newly elected officials can make up their own mind. I absolutely love that. So I'm hopeful that that Pettis County will step up and make a difference. I'm not too sure, honestly, what my state representative is at. My state representative is Brad Pollitt. I'm going to have to sit down with him and really see where his mindset is. He's been great last session with the budget and protecting Pettis County. He's been great kind of helping with school choice, with education. But again, we just always kind of fly under that radar a little bit, and I'd love to see more of an impact and influence with that. So hopefully we come out. I'm a Sparks fan, just because I love that he's coming in and he's challenging the status quo. He's really sticking up for life and for the people's voice and for the people's choice, of course.
No, it'll be something to watch for sure. January 8th is going to be a big, big day.
Mm-hmm. And happy birthday, Holly.
Yeah.
Oh, and it is your birthday, isn't it?
Yeah, January 8th when we go back and we take this vote and, you know, do the whole business. Holly gets a birthday that day, too.
All right. Don't forget, quite frankly.
You think somebody will bring you a cake?
Me and Elvis, I don't know. I'm hoping. Rice Krispie treats, maybe. Okay. I'm not a big cake fan.
Okay.
Tom, what else are you watching or tracking? I know we got, 14 more days of filing here as well?
That's right. Yeah. So for local municipalities, we have about 14 more days for filing. So if you're interested in filing for your city council positions, or maybe your mayoral position, or any of your local elected officials positions, start paying attention that you have just a few more days to file. Election for your municipal election happens in April. And I was talking to Dan just a few seconds before the show. I was saying that, you know what, I think Holly and I are going to have a good conversation, because I'm curious about what type of politics is worse. Is it local elections, or is it on the state level? Because I think this definitely might be the last term for me. It seems like it is just the citizens are just in an upheaval about what's happening even on a local level. And it's really hard to convince them, because they believe that the federal government may be corrupt. Doesn't mean your local election and that your neighbors are corrupt as
that's
well.
Right.
So
yeah.
I always think that's funny.
Tom, is there maybe a state run in your future, sir?
Oh,
you know,
I think Brad's going to term out here pretty soon, isn't he?
Yeah,
Brad is terming out here. He's into his last term. Mm-hmm. But Holly, I'm right there with you. I will do exactly what God tells me to
Amen.
Do.
Amen.
If that is the path that He wants me to do, and that's the path that my community wants me to do, I am right there, and I look forward to the opportunity. You know, right now I'm in a nonpartisan position, right? I don't file as a Republican or a Democrat or anything like that, and nor would I ever file as a Democrat. But, you know, I can't wait to be able to run for an office where I can put that R by my name and really start fighting for life and fighting for the rights of the people. So if that door ever opens and God allows me to walk through it, I'll definitely do it.
I think Tom's just giving us a little nugget here, guys.
Tom.
Just give us a little nugget.
I'm a city councilman, right? I get to help build my roads. I get to help build my fire stations. I get to help business owners build their business, right?
So you're good with a hammer and nails, huh?
Tom, there's somebody here that wants to talk to you, though.
Tom, this is Howard. You know, our Father, who art in heaven, Howard be thy name. I'm telling you, Tom, run. Spread your wings. Spread your wings and run.
Run away from this or run
away?
Run,
clarify. Run to what?
Yeah. Let's sit down, John. We'll talk all about that.
Run towards the light.
I still think that's away from Jefferson City.
Yeah.
Being an elected official is truly an honor. We get to be a part of so many great things. Whatever I get to do, it's all going to be because of him. Right now, I love being able to concentrate on my community and helping my people out.
We got 2 minutes left here, Tom. We don't see you or connect with you next week because of Christmas, week after New Year's Day, and we're off on the next two Wednesdays. So give us your Christmas message. I know you've been doing the Luke deal on your Facebook page every day. You're reading the chapters to your people. Talk about that experience. You know, has there been pushback? Have people appreciated what you're doing there with, you know, reading Luke daily leading up to Christmas Day?
Yeah, this came to me just a couple of days before December 1st. And I just felt hard pressed to really get out the message about what Christmas truly means. Mm-hmm. And I'll have to say this, I was a bit of a Grinch, a true Grinch, definitely before my little one showed up. And it has completely changed everything about me, woken my eyes up, reignited my faith and everything. And I never was a Christmas fan. I didn't like the materialism behind it and the commercialism behind it. And so this kind of spoke to me about putting out this Luke challenge. It's a common thing, but I wanted to spread it. And so every day for the first 24 days of December leading up to Christmas Eve, we're going through a chapter a day, and we're diving into it, and we're really diving into what the true meaning of Christmas is, and that's Jesus Christ. Today is day 18. It's chapter 18 in the book of Luke where Jesus teaches us about the persistence in prayer, humility, and faith. You know, he says in Luke 18:14, "For all those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted." I'll just give you that little bit, and I'll post my video later. So get on my social media. Join me in the Luke Challenge, right? Read your 18 chapters now, and let's finish off the rest of the Luke Challenge with me.
I think it's incredible. Tom, we appreciate you as always. TheTomOldham.com or on Facebook, Tom Oldham, OLDHAM. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Take care, Tom.
Hour 3 is next of your morning crew. Stay there.
Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill in DuPont, Illinois is a great spot to hang out with family and friends. Grab some great food from their large menu and then take advantage of 12 pool tables available at no charge.
That's right, free pool!
Fifth Street Bar and Grill also features a full bar with video gaming area and recreational but competitive co-ed pool league. Call 618-601-1321 to book your next party or event at Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill. 200 North Fifth Street in DuPont, Illinois. It's in a safe residential area, only a 10-minute drive from both the Poplar Street or JV Bridge, with ample off-street parking. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m.
If you own a home and want to save every penny you can on energy, call iFoam. Our premium spray foam insulation fills gaps and cracks in walls, ceilings, and floors. It expands to create an airtight barrier, keeping out unwanted air and moisture. Blow-in fiberglass or cellulose insulation is budget-friendly and can be installed over the top of existing attic insulation and provides an excellent thermal insulation. Call 636-434-1352 or visit iFoam.com/O'Fallon-Mo.
I'm Brian Dawson with Brian Dawson Roofing. I want to do your roof, but also you could have siding, gutters, windows, garage doors. We do all that too. I'm not in competition with the local roofing companies, but the ones that really bug me is the out-of-town or the fly-by-night. Your warranty lasts as long as you can see those taillights. Call me at 636-465-9465 or look me up at BrianDawsonRoofing.com. Make sure you say the whole thing, Brian Dawson Roofing, or you might not get the right company.
Guys, Rick Dane with the Cowtown USA, an award-winning store with an award-winning technicians, award-winning salesman, and now with award-winning interest rates. Zero interest rates on some of the equipment we're selling here at Cowtown USA. The Can-Am, the Segways, the Power Sports, available here at Cowtown USA. Get down here, get you some butt time. 573-885-6300, Cowtown USA.
The Wheel Talk Radio Network, KRTK Herman, KVMO Vandalia, KRTE Steelville, the voice of freedom.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israeli troops will remain in Syrian territory indefinitely in a region where the border has been fluid with Israel's northern neighbor.
He says Israeli troops will stay there until he believes that another actor is capable of coming in and ensuring Israel's security. That is opening the way for a protracted Israeli presence in the area.
That's correspondent Joe Fetterman. Syria has been used as a conduit up until recently for Iran to funnel missiles to Hezbollah terrorists in Lebanon. The Federal Reserve is expected this afternoon to announce its latest interest rate cut.
Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to announce a quarter point cut to the benchmark rate from about 4.6% to roughly 4.3%. But the pace of the Fed's rate cuts could likely slow down from a rate cut at each Fed meeting to every other meeting. The Fed has described its moves as a recalibration of the ultra-high rates that were intended to tame inflation.
That is Donna Warder, Vanuatu's capital city of Port Vila, without power after suffering a big earthquake this week.
I drove past a Chinese building yesterday that had shops all at the bottom and it collapsed on top of itself.
That's business owner Damian Bird. Japanese automakers Nissan and Honda have confirmed they are discussing closer collaboration, but have denied reports they've decided on a merger.
Nissan's share price soared more than 22% after reports citing unnamed sources said it might merge with Honda to form the world's third largest automaking group. Trading in Nissan shares was suspended in Tokyo but then resumed after the companies issued a statement that said they were, quote, considering various possibilities for future collaboration, but no decisions have been made. Honda's share price sank 2.3%.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting. More from townhall.com.
If you just grin and bear it or bite the bullet when it comes to everyday pain, don't. Try Relief Factor, a drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or even eliminate it. It's 100% drug-free, it's developed by doctors. In 3 weeks or less, you'll know whether it works for you like it works for me. Try Relief Factor for yourself. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF.
This Christmas, gather your loved ones as we at TBN celebrate the birth of Jesus. Enjoy powerful performances by Four King and Country, Matthew West, Danny Gokey, and Natalie Grant.
Joy to the world.
Along with inspiring messages from Joel Osteen, Rick Warren, Max Licato, and others.
Merry Christmas to you guys.
Tune in or stream meaningful programming anytime on the TBN Plus app. Visit TBN.org to learn more and make TBN part of your holiday tradition.
Real Talk Radio Network weather brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with eXp Realty.
Our latest round of cloud cover will gradually give way to some sunshine, but definitely more clouds than sun today. High temperature in the mid-40s, partly cloudy tonight with a low in the upper 20s. For Thursday, partly sunny with a high in the upper 40s, breezy and a little colder by Friday. Friday's high in the upper 30s, and we're cold and dry for the weekend with highs both Saturday and Sunday in the 30s. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
AI Software LLC, doing business as capacity as a software engineer, one position in St. Louis. Develop AI applications utilizing Python, OCR, and NLP to automate document extraction, question answering, and matching process. Telecommuting is permissible. Email resume at hr@capacity.com. Reference code SWE1224.
I'm John Dew from Titan Hill Armory in Washington, Missouri. It's my favorite time of the year, the hunting and holidays. Come on down and see us for the latest gear from Browning, Ruger, Bergara, and many other brands. Have an old firearm that's just not performing? Let one of our professional gunsmiths tune it up or trade it in for whatever new gun you want. And don't worry about finding ammo. We are fully stocked. Come and see us at Washington, Missouri or online at TitanHillArmory.com.
The Dan and Drew Morning Crew.
Social media has been nuts all week long.
Okay, so since Trump won the election, we're cooked, yup. I'm going to be leaving the U.S. and I'm going to be moving to Hawaii. So we'll see how it goes. And I'll update you guys.
Wow. Anybody going to tell him?
Dan and Drew Morning Crew.
Weekday morning 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hi, Thomas Helbig here with the Retirement Advisory Group.
Hi, I'm Bob Kershaw. As a family business, we'd like to wish all of you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We grew up right here in St. Louis, part of a large family, and that's what makes the holidays so special. The things we hold in our hearts, not in our hands. It's the people, family, friends, and the personal relationships that grow stronger with the passing of time.
In the past 38 years, we have become part of many lasting relationships. And we have made a lot of friends in and around St. Louis, and that just can't be taken away. So as we turn the page and put yet another year in the books, let's remember to be good to one another. And for those of you who may have lost loved ones, our hearts go out to you. Here's hoping next year will bring even more joy and blessings to all of you. And remember the important things to be thankful for. So once again, from all of us at the Retirement Advisory Group, and from our family to your family, we'd like to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Crew, it's hour number three on this Wednesday. Dan Strauss, Drew Shelton, Missouri State Rep Holly Jones here, and we always appreciate Kevin Gotch and the Washington Dent Company for sponsoring the anthem, sponsoring the show, sponsoring this network. It's because of Kevin that really keeps us on the air. So thank you, Kevin, and all of our other sponsors too. But we love this moment to shine some light on America by playing our national anthem every day, Monday through Friday, 8:06 a.m. This is the most listened to hour, traditionally, when you look at our analytics, 8 o'clock hour, one of the highest rated hours of our entire day here. So we always start it with our national anthem.
I think people love that we play the national anthem.
Yes, I think so, too. And again, if you ever hear a version that you think needs to be heard or reshared, send it to Dan, send it to me. We'll get it on the air. Dan at realtalk933.com or Drew at realtalk933.com. And we'll definitely get it in rotation. Either way, go see Kevin Gotch at the Washington Dent Company, located at 501 East 5th Street, right past Sonic. Can't miss it. Easy to find. He was just with us on Friday last week talking about it. It's paintless dent repair, insurance approved, and the quickest and best way to have your vehicle repaired. So make sure you trust your repair to a local reputable company. Kevin's mission to make your vehicle look brand new. He does it every single time. He is the guy to call when everyone says it can't be done. He will treat you like family. Here's the number, 636-575-0681. Again, 636-575-0681. It's dent repair like it was never there. Dent removal, bumper repair, no structural repairs. No electrical repairs, but everything else, Kevin basically can do it.
Yeah, and we got to meet him and his wife at the Christmas party. They're fantastic.
They are good people. Good patriots for sure. Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, quality of repair, time effectiveness, and cost saved. It all adds up to value unparalleled in the industry. He is the magic man, ladies and gentlemen.
Huh?
Come on now with magic
hands. My favorite
part. Here it is. Just call him.
Oh, so
that's what I would do.
Yeah.
Call him today. Again, 636-575-0681. And I do believe he still has some 514 or Tilted Skillet gift cards. So if you have qualifying damage, you're going to get a kickback to one of those restaurants. Well worth your time at the Washington Dent Company. All right. So coming back yesterday from Branson, nice family trip, nice quiet little weekend. Then my phone blows up. I'm like, what's happening? So Rob has been passionate, right? And he even threw a text at us yesterday. He is passionately against the GOP rules and the notion of John Patterson would be anointed, right, GOP House leader more than a year before a new Congress is seated. He's had Sparks on his show a few times now. Sparks has been on Ryan's show in the afternoon, The Reckoning, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6. But people want to hear from some of our reps that are going to have a say in this. Richard West was called out. Holly, you were called out. And during Rob's show yesterday, people want to know where you stand.
Yeah.
Give us some guidance on the Missouri Freedom Caucus and where's the endorsement or who are we voting for now?
Okay. So let's get...
There we go.
Here we go. All right. I got the popcorn ready.
That was awesome, considering it's just me. But no worries. Okay, so let's just get into this. Number one, there's a reason why I have stayed quiet on my endorsement, if you will, or telling people who I'm voting for our leadership in the speaker. Okay? We'll get into that a little bit more as I explain the rest of it, but you will get that in just a minute. I want to first start by talking about the Freedom Caucus and its mission, what it was designed to do, the reason that we have it. Because I think people are very confused on the mission that we have been formed under and why Missouri in particular has a Freedom Caucus in and of itself. So there are 12 Freedom Caucuses now, with Oklahoma joining just several weeks ago, a couple months. The Missouri Freedom Caucus is a member of the State Freedom Caucus Network. We were designed in the image of the Federal Freedom Caucus. Now, the mission of the Freedom Caucus...
That's a trash can.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was like, someone's coming through the window.
I know. Ow. Thought Rob was coming through the window.
Wow. Come on, Rob. I got you, buddy.
Yeah.
All good? Yeah. Okay, yeah. It's the trash truck. Okay. Yeah, we thought we were under attack. In the
Grace
station.
Hauling? Wow.
So the Missouri Freedom Caucus was formed in the image of the Federal Freedom Caucus, okay? And their sole purpose, the sole mission of the Freedom Caucus is to get behind policy and issue, okay? To push good conservative legislation and to fight against the bad stuff, right? And that there's a reason why we have both House and Senate members, because we need both, you know, we need unity to be able to fight those or push good legislation in both chambers. Okay. It is not the Freedom Caucus's mission to get behind any leadership race. When Mike Johnson was running for Speaker of the House federally, the Freedom Caucus was split on who they wanted. Mm-hmm. They did not come out and endorse Mike Johnson. They didn't come out and say they didn't want him either. They stayed out of it. When we were being formed as a Freedom Caucus in Missouri, and we were learning from other Freedom Caucuses and our federal Freedom Caucus partners, we were never under the impression that we were going to be pushed into leadership positions, because when you are in a leadership position, you have to make compromises, okay? As representatives, not in leadership positions, we don't always have to compromise. I mean, if you want to get a bill out of committee and you can kind of work that into a committee substitute, those kinds of things, that's one thing. But leadership has to compromise on a whole different level than reps and senators that aren't in leadership, okay? So the Freedom Caucus is not standing behind Justin publicly, but they're also not saying, no, we don't stand with you publicly. Justin Sparks is a friend of mine. When he decided to do this, I told him that I was proud of him. I literally sent him a text and I said, I'm proud of you for standing on your belief system. I don't know if you guys remember this, but my first year in the House, I filed House Bill 1169 that got national attention. I got death threats. People were telling me to kill myself. It was unbelievable.
It gets ugly.
And I was on an island by myself with a couple other folks that believed in it as well, right? It gets ugly. Politics is ugly. But Justin decided this on his own. He did not speak to our director of the Missouri Freedom Caucus before he did it. He didn't speak to our chair of the Missouri Freedom Caucus before he did it. This is something that Justin decided to do. Now, I am behind him on the integrity that it takes to do something like this. 1,000,000%. However, there is a process in place for things like this, because the Speaker of the House is involved in so many more issues and things administratively, et cetera, than just legislation. Bringing legislation to the floor, absolutely, that's one of their jobs. But they also manage all personnel from maintenance down to HR to assistance to all kinds of things. The entire House works because we have a speaker that understands all of those things and how to make it happen. Okay? Do we need to take a break? Okay.
Well, we'll continue. Yeah.
We should, because I'm on one and I got a lot more for you.
Yeah. The Holly Takeover continues next.
Where those streets are.
My name is Ben Fisher, co-owner and chief engineer at Fisher Solar.
I'm Liz Fisher. I'm also co-owner and project manager. Fisher Solar is a family-owned and operated business based out of the Washington, Missouri area.
We've been in business since 2013. We offer grid tie, battery backup, and off-grid solar solutions for residential and commercial.
Visit us at fishersolar.com or give us a call at 636-283-0840. Be sure to ask about the federal tax incentives and grants, as well as our veteran and first responders discounts.
I am joined with Penny Kent, owner of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri. What do you want listeners to know about your restaurants?
Tracy, we feel the most important thing is for families and friends to come together at the table over made-from-scratch food. We strive to create a friendly, relaxed environment where guests feel comfortable and leave wanting to return.
Please support Tom and Penny Kent, Christian patriots and the owners of the 514 and the Tilted Skillet in Washington, Missouri.
Sister Chicks Flowers in Union, Missouri is your local florist and gift shop. Sister Chicks offers a wide variety of floral designs for every occasion, from weddings and parties to holidays and losses. Sister Chicks is locally owned and we're celebrating 10 years in the community. We support the Second Amendment, our law enforcement, and we strive to carry many products made in America. Sister Chicks Flowers, 636-388-2262 or sisterchicksflowers.com.
Hey folks, I'm Scott with McRoberts Motors. We've been in the automotive industry since 1948, 76 years, and we're growing again. We're looking for our fourth and final automotive technician for our service department. If you're looking for a Christian-owned and operated dealership where you can fully utilize your skill set, call or text me, 314-346-7148. Remember, we're not your typical dealer, and that's a good thing. McRoberts Motors in Warrenton, Missouri. McRobertsMotors.com.
Medicare coverage can be confusing and overwhelming. Mark Hart Insurance, Medicare specialist with his over 40 years experience and expertise, will put you at ease and take the confusion out of Medicare coverage. Mark makes it easy. His clients are like family. Absolutely no cost or obligation for a review of your coverage to make sure you are in the plan that will provide the most benefits and the lowest costs. For one-stop shopping for Medicare plans, call Mark Hart Insurance, Medicare specialist at 314-276-9675. 314-276-9675.
Service Central Glass and Door is proud to be a female-owned small business serving clients in St. Louis and surrounding areas. They are a member of the Glaziers Local 513 with more than 40 years of combined experience in the glass industry. Customer service and satisfaction is their number one priority. Service Central Glass and Door is ready to help with all your glass and glazing needs, commercial, residential, and custom glass fabrication. Call 636-332-8899 or online at servicecentralglassanddoor.com.
The Real Talk 93.3 app is now available. Go to Google or Apple and make sure you click on the Eagle logo.
Morning crew rolling on. Dan, Drew, and Holly Jones, Missouri State rep here in studio with you. So when Justin Sparks was on Rob Carter's show, he implied that Freedom Caucus would support him. But as it turns out, from your stance of side of things, that's not the way it should have went down. And there's no endorsement coming from the Freedom Caucus in support of Sparks.
So initially, when Justin spoke and let the world know that he was going to run for speaker, I found out in a Signal group chat. Okay? Justin didn't call me up, as literally I border a district with him. I found out, and I called him, and I said, hey, what's going on? This is new. Like, what are you doing? What's happening? And so he explained his side of the story, and I said, you know that I get it, right? I have been, and somebody in the app said, I want my piece of the pie. Let me explain something to you. I've never passed a bill. I don't get a piece of the pie because my last speaker hated every single bill that I filed. It was only, and there's going to be a few points that you guys aren't going to like, but I am going to stick up for John Patterson because he helped me. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to, but he did. And I was able to get an anti-organ harvesting bill that people don't even understand what's going on in Missouri out of the House because Patterson helped me do that. He did not have to. Now, I'm not saying I don't agree with John Patterson on many of his stances when it comes to medical freedom, COVID, transgender, et cetera, and we can get into that if you want to. But at the end of the day, Justin Sparks, who is still my friend, who I love dearly, I think he's a great guy, never had a conversation with one single member of the Freedom Caucus prior to, unless it was somebody that was already termed out, prior to announcing his run for speaker. He didn't speak to our chair. He didn't speak to our director. He didn't get the Freedom Caucus together and say, hey guys, this is what I'm going to do. Are you guys on board? Can we, whatever. Generally, when you go run for office or you run for a leadership position or you run for anything, you gauge interest first, right? You talk to some folks like, what do you think about this? You think I've got a shot, etc. He's been asked several times, what is your path to victory? He doesn't have a response. Justin has still yet to this day not called almost every rep in the House. They say this to me all the time. Hey, as a member of the Freedom Caucus, what is going on? Justin's not calling me, asking me for my vote. He's not giving us an idea of what's going on. He is, however, going into municipalities all over the state, speaking to pachyderm clubs and central committees and constituents. And that's great. I think that's awesome. If he was running for a statewide race, that would be one thing. That mm-hmm. makes a whole lot of sense. That's exactly what you do. And I would be behind him 1,000,000%. But he's not talking to the reps. And no, you cannot win a leadership race with 10 people behind you.
And mathematically, it doesn't seem
you need possible. 82, Drew. 82 votes to become the speaker. Now, people want to know why it is that the Speaker of the House is chosen so early. The Speaker of the House is chosen early. And by the way, it's a race that John Patterson ran against somebody else and won with overwhelming majority, which, by the way, Justin Sparks voted for John Patterson for speaker. Okay? When we had our vote. He has said that. He also... Okay, so let me back up a little bit. The reason why that is chosen earlier than other races like Speaker Pro Tem,
before a new Congress
majority floor leader, etc., is because the Speaker of the House is in charge of so much more than just legislation on the floor. I've explained that, right? There are so many more things that the Speaker has to do to get ready for the next session. When that Speaker takes the dais on our first day of session, he has to be ready to go, or she. Shout out to Catherine Hanaway. He has to be, or she has to be ready to go. You can't still be wondering who's running HR, what the maintenance guys are doing, is accounts payable and accounts receivable and everybody in position. They oversee everything in the House and the way that it runs. Okay. So that part of it is a business, and you have to have somebody who is versed in handling those things, et cetera. Okay, you guys can come at me for my views on this 100%. You have zero idea what it's like to do this for 80 hours a week, be elected by the majority of your constituents to go and do a job, and then be expected to fully translate every single thing that happens in the House instead of being trusted to do that job. I have stood with my grassroots on 99.9% of everything. They didn't like the Senate Bill 727, which was a school choice bill.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans, it is in the platform that you are for school choice. Okay? I am for traditional school choice. I voted against that bill because the grassroots, number one, hated it. I listened to them. They were right. To me, in my beliefs, they were absolutely right. And it also infringed upon homeschooling. So I have stood with them on so many things. And so if you're going to come at me, I am not voting for Justin Sparks. John Patterson will get my vote on this, and there's a couple of different reasons why. Number one, you want to come at John Patterson, and again, I'm not standing up for him, and I'm not standing up for Sparks. These gentlemen made their decisions on what they do, and we have to make our decisions as well, okay? John Patterson has been called out for the Oregon bills, okay? Jay Eggleston was a House rep. He got, that is his bill. And that bill states, and I'm just going to read you the summary so that you understand what it is, because John Patterson voted in favor of this bill three times.
Mm-hmm.
We took three votes in the House. Now, I was not there at this time. I was not elected. But that Senate Bill 710, which is what this bill passed on, this act prohibits, okay, hospitals, physicians, procurement organizations, or other person from considering COVID-19 vaccination status of a potential organ transplant recipient or potential organ donor in any part of the organ transplant process, except in cases of lung transplants. Prohibits the COVID-19 vaccination from being a factor whether you get an organ or not. John Patterson voted yes on this bill three times. Yes, he is a doctor. Yes, I do not agree with a lot of his stances. He will be accountable for those. John Patterson also never had to bring the SAFE Act up for us to take a vote on it. He never had to put that on the calendar for us to, when he was majority floor leader. He also never had to do any of the things that he did for the caucus to have a vote on it. Under Justin's rule plan, his proposed changes to the rules would allow every member to have their priorities heard in committee and on the floor. Why am I going to vote for something that brings Democrat priorities to the floor? Do you know that the Democrats are very crafty, okay? Mm-hmm. When they bring something to the floor, they will find a way to get you in a compromising position and make you take a vote. To get a roll call vote on something, guys, it only takes five members standing. Mm. So to get someone on record, which is great. I wish everything was on record. Most of it is. But to get something on record for the Democrats to get you in a compromising position, to make you look like an idiot to your constituents, they only need five members standing. They did it to us with the death penalty last year. So there's so much more to this. There are times when I spend 17, 18 hours a day at the Capitol. I'm good with that. I signed up for this for sure. And when you do, the amount of information and the amount of work that takes, whether it's committee or floor time or working with other reps or trying to get your legislation heard, whatever the case may be, the influx of information is a lot. It is not possible for me, as the person that you entrusted to do this, to then go back to the district or anyone else in Missouri, because by the way, I've been preaching since the moment I took this office that we are beholden to the state of Missouri, not just your district, because you are voting in a way that affects the whole state, right? Not just your district. But it's not possible for me to bring every single nugget of information that is shared back to the district and translate it all to you so that you understand every single thing that goes on in that building. It's not possible. So if you're going to elect somebody, you should, and if you don't trust them, you should tell them why you don't. But I'm sorry, you guys, if you don't like my position on this, that's okay. I've been there. I've been spending the time. I don't like that Justin has gone into districts and not given anybody the professional courtesy of letting him know that he's coming, having conversations with reps. By the way, you guys don't get to vote for our leadership. We do. Mm-hmm. We don't go into workplaces and say, this is who you have to choose as your manager, right? We are asking for the trust that you have entrusted us with.
And you can justify Patterson.
I absolutely can. In this instance, if Justin would have ran prior to, what he should have done was run for majority floor leader. I think he could have won and then elevated to the speaker for sure. But that was his decision. And I can't get behind somebody that, you know, I feel completely thrown under the bus every time he talks because he wants to get into HRCC. And I think that we should address that when we come back.
My car was due for an oil change, so I took it to Valvoline Express Care. They are locally owned and operated. It's clean, and they are really friendly and well-staffed.
Welcome.
I just stayed in my car and was able to work and feel safe and comfortable. It was really fast, and they are powered by the brand you trust, Valvoline. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 6, Saturday, 8 till 5. Valvoline Express Care in Warrenton, Troy, Illinois, Lime Ferry, and two new locations, St. Peter's on Mid Rivers Mall Drive by DQ, and also St. Peter's Parkway.
For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done. They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929.
There's nothing worse than watching your prized possession get pummeled by hail. Don't say,
"Oh, hail."
Just rub your badly damaged vehicle three times and say,
"Oh, magic man."
And Kevin Gotch, the man with magic hands from Washington Dent Company, will instantly appear and make all the damage go away like it was never there. We'll actually call Kevin at Washington Dent Company, 636-575-0681.
Thank you, magic man.
Are weeds a pain in your grass? Tired of battling those pesky invaders and struggling to get that lush green lawn you always dreamed of? Best Lawn Care is here to rescue your yard. Their team of professionals specializes in fertilizer and weed control services, along with core aeration and overseeding. Best Lawn Care will transform your lawn into a masterpiece you can be proud of. Call Best Lawn Care at 636-200-3000. At 636-200-3000. Let Best Lawn Care take the pain out of your grass.
Ladies and gentlemen,
are you ready for this?
It's the Real Talk Radio Network app, and it's free.
You really got your money's worth with this.
Learn it, know it, embrace it.
Do you think you can handle it?
Interact with our host and audience.
I'm interactive on the app quite a bit.
It's the Real Talk Radio Network, anywhere you are, even beyond our radio signals. Go to your favorite app store to get it free. Just look for the Eagle logo.
You asked for this. You asked for it.
The Real Talk Radio Network app.
Bring it on, baby.
If you're passionate about conservative values and want to make your voice heard, now's your chance. The Real Talk Radio Network has weekend availabilities for your very own show. Whether it's an extension to promote your business or to share your thoughts, engage with our loyal listeners via our several FM frequencies covering the St. Louis region and the Real Talk Radio app. Get ready to inspire, educate, and entertain. To make your dream of having your very own radio show a reality, contact Tracy Ellis today at 636-299-3702.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Thank you for providing the programming that you are.
The voice of freedom.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple. tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas
tree. Here it comes.
Look out. I'm
waiting for it.
This is going around online too.
Oh my god. Oh man.
When you hear it, you can't unhear it.
I know.
That and Eartha Kitt. Unbelievable. All right, welcome back. It is the Morning Crew. Elaine says on the feed, it's a little heavy in the Morning Crew this morning. I'm sorry, Elaine, but yeah, we're talking about the speaker situation. And before we get back into it, I got to tell you about Norlander Socks. They do sponsor this show. We appreciate them, and they would appreciate your support as well. They are the official sock company of the Morning Crew. They are truly a treat for your feet. And it's not just socks. They have gloves and hats and scarves and headbands and keychains and magnets and gift boxes. We were down there at Silver Dollar City, and it was like this upcoming weekend forecast in the 30s. It's going to be brutal. It was in the 60s for us, but we still had our gloves. We had our beanies. We had, I think Becky had one of the scarves. Either way, they have something for you this time of year in the winter and the fall season. Heck, these socks are great in the summertime, too, because they'll keep your feet nice and cool. Right now online, norlandersocks.com, there's a lot of deals and a lot of promo codes. So get on the website, norlandersocks.com. You'll see all the deals. 20% off all alpaca purses right now. That goes through this Friday, the 20th. Use promo code Marshmallows. You get 15% off gloves and mittens and glittens now through Friday. That promo code is Hot Cocoa. Then you get 10% off all scarves right now through Friday. Use promo code Jolly. Also 10% off boot inserts through Friday, and that's promo code Snowman. All these promo codes are online at norlandersocks.com. If one of the items that you want is not on a promo code, you can still get 10% off by using promo code REALTALK2024. So a lot of deals for you to save basically on anything on the store, on the website right now, norlandersocks.com. Their phone number is 636-685-0031. Of course, their store over here in St. Peter, so make sure you check that out. But get your orders in now, or go to the store and get them yourself. But Christmas is almost here, so shipping could be an issue as well. So get online sooner the better. All the styles, colors to choose from, norlandersocks.com. All right, so you are acknowledging, Holly, that you are voting for Patterson.
I am.
Not Sparks.
No.
Some people like you now, some people hate you more.
That's okay. You know, the funny thing is that you can do everything that somebody wants you to do, and the minute you disagree, the minute that you may have a little bit more knowledge because you're standing in the room for everything than they do, you obviously think they're stupid. That's a crazy comment, by the way. I don't think any of you are dumb or any of you are stupid. I'm just the one in the room. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing you my perspective and what I was elected to do. But obviously now I'm a rhino. And that's okay. If that's how you feel, you're entitled.
So you mentioned how Sparks didn't come to you first.
He didn't come to any of the Freedom Caucus first.
So that's crazy in itself.
Knowing full well, as the vice chair, that the Freedom Caucus doesn't get involved in leadership races. He knew
and
that.
Also, you should point out, too, I guess, that they're not behind Patterson either. The Freedom Caucus has not endorsed either one.
No, and by the way,
but has Patterson gone to you or any other reps who is going to be voting on this?
He has talked to every single member.
So that's your difference.
He has said, and when he was running for speaker, because it takes a while, and literally, I know right now, as a, going in as a sophomore, who the most likely person that's going to be our speaker in four more years will be. Okay. I could narrow it down to two, because people start working on that through their career. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not a career for me. The Lord led me here. I'm doing what he asks, whether you guys think that now I'm a rhino or I'm not. That's completely up to you. But at the same time, the truth is that Patterson has sat down with me multiple times, talked about my priorities, what I care about. And this is after, by the way, I turned the House upside down on the mRNA bill. By the way, all of you that knew about it were singing my praises.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But now that I've disagreed with some of the tactics and what's gone on with Sparks, who I still love and respect, I'm obviously, you know, got to get rid of her. Ooh,
you're a rhino.
She's corrupt. And also, this isn't about money. Go look at my MEC report. I don't have any money. Mm-hmm. Nobody gives me money. And the ones that do are very, very small and far between. I had to bust my butt this year to get enough to send out a mailer. And I can't afford to put my own money into it. So unless you guys and the public wants to give money to Holly Jones to run for office, I don't get any money. So some of your representatives have hundreds of thousands of dollars in their account. Right now, I think I have seven.
Rita on the feed since. She respects you for talking about it, loves you for talking about it, but really, she doesn't even like Sparks and or Patterson at this point. So for the folks that's still so confused about all of this and the politics and the way this has all come about, how do you explain that to the people?
What do you mean?
Just like...
The process, why... and I think you kind of touched on it a little bit, why they would vote for, like, Patterson before the new...
Patterson ran a race.
The newbies
he ran against Representative Bill Faulkner. Bill Faulkner lost.
And that was a while back, right?
Yes, this was back in the spring.
Okay.
When we had that vote. We knew who was running for a very long time.
Okay.
And they are able to go through the state and meet with representatives, talk about their priorities, talk about what they can do to get that stuff across the line, talk about keeping them in their seats. The Speaker of the House also works very hard to fundraise and keep other Republicans in their seat. John Patterson, and again, I'm not sticking up for him. I'm just giving you the facts. You can look it up on your own. John Patterson lives in a 50-50 district. He barely won his own race. He is a physician who, yes, during COVID, how many physicians do you know that stuck their neck out and didn't agree? They're mm-hmm. trained to go along with pharmaceutical companies. We have a handful of doctors in Missouri, a handful, and I worked for one of them for 8 years that stood against it and dug in for the truth, right? Eight out of the thousands of physicians that we have, or excuse me, five or six physicians out of the thousands that we have in Missouri. So that's on Patterson. His thoughts and feelings on and what he has said or done in the past, that has nothing to do with me. But at the end of the day, he's getting my vote because he has helped me. He has been respectful. He has chosen to work with the caucus. Even if, you guys, here's the thing. And again, I'm just giving you facts. He never had to bring up the SAFE Act. He voted against it. It wasn't a priority of his. He's a physician. He's going to side with his hospitals and doctors, et cetera, et cetera. But it passed and he brought it up. He did not have to put that on the calendar. There are many things that same way that he put on the calendar for us to go over that he didn't have to. Mm-hmm. Now, that doesn't mean I agree with him, because I don't. But at the end of the day, that did happen, and we were able to get a lot of that across the line. Not everything, but some of it.
What is the SAFE Act?
It's the transgender stuff, and the it's got everything in it from that and okay. men and women's sports and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, gotcha, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
There was the comment, I guess, in the app a while ago. Have we ever verified the supposed Patterson line of boys and girls in the locker rooms and things like that?
I've never heard him say that.
So it doesn't mean that he didn't. That.
I've just never heard him say that.
Hmm.
And he also helped the folks get that through that put that bill forward. So I don't know if he said it. I've never heard him say it. I've never seen it on video. I've never heard it in audio. I can't tell you if he said
that.
But
I mean, have you questioned Patterson on that?
We've questioned him on everything.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't agree with you guys on everything, but it doesn't mean I'm not going to allow it to come up. We also, by the way, and I love and respect Justin. He is a friend of mine. They live not far from me. I would do anything for him and his family. But this isn't the way that you go about doing this. You don't throw your Freedom Caucus members under the bus and then let them just, you know, when you know what you're saying isn't right. Justin voted for Patterson for speaker. He chooses to do this, and that's fine. You make your own decisions. But at the end of the day, he did not have a conversation with the Freedom Caucus. We were never told about this. There was zero conversation.
Yeah, and that should have happened. He should have said that.
Last week, there was maybe a way of him getting an out, if you will. Like he was going to...
He told several people, Drew, that he was looking for an exit ramp.
Mm-hmm. Like an exit strategy.
An exit strategy, yes. To say, okay, I'm going to sit down with Patterson. I'm going to talk about the priorities, make sure that he knows we're going to hold his feet to the fire to do it. During our winter caucus meeting, Justin shared his story. Patterson also talked. The half of the caucus, not half, but many people stood up and said, Justin, we love you. You're our friend. We've got your back. But this isn't the way you do it. If you want to run, run.
Yeah, I love the grassroots approach here. But to your point a couple of segments ago, mathematically, he has no chance of winning this thing.
No. And that does stink.
And now we have two Republicans, I hate to say this, bitching, okay? And here we go January 8th, and we're going to start losing again.
Yeah.
I don't think this is good for the party at all.
No, it's not. And we're constantly eating our own instead of figuring out a way forward. I do respect the concept of what he's trying to do. We get bullied by lobbyists all the time. But guys, the grassroots does the same thing to us. Mm-hmm. They bully the crap out of us. And then if we don't do exactly what they want, they say, oh, well, we'll find somebody to primary you. Well, if that's how you feel, that's great. But you're never, I'll tell you this all day. John Patterson is way better than the Democrat that ran against him and having a Democrat in that seat.
Yeah,
sure.
Because there's no other Republicans in a 50-50 district that are going to stand up and give you all their conservative policy because they can't get elected. In a 50-50 district, I'm in a safe district. My district is about 60% Republican.
Well, and that's like Kehoe being governor. Not everybody agrees with Kehoe, right. And not everybody likes Kehoe.
Right.
But he's better than the alternative.
And just so everybody's aware, the Missouri Freedom Caucus did put out a list of people that they endorsed in statewide races, not leadership races. Mm-hmm. Just so you know.
Oh, yeah, they've been
and
on
we
record.
Got behind yeah. Bill Eigel, Denny Hoskins, David Wassinger, the Republicans that we thought would do the best job. So just so you know, that's very different than a leadership race in, because the senators aren't getting involved in our House race. The House members can't vote for Senate leadership. That's in their respective chambers. But it's awful funny that all of a sudden, my praises have been sung for all of my conservative values and fighting tooth and nail, and now all of a sudden I'm a rhino.
Mm-hmm.
This user maybe says it best, FFAMJE, they're with you, Holly. They get it, but there are just so many working parts that not everyone is going to know about or understand. And I feel like this is part of that right now.
That's exactly it. Nobody, I don't understand half of it. And a lot of these people are way smarter than I am when it comes to politics. And I don't understand a fourth of it.
Well, but I learn something from my grassroots every day.
Yeah.
And I've spoken to a lot of my grassroots. They tell me that they understand my position. They agree. And by the way, a lot of grassroots have said that it is time for Justin to figure out a way out of this and work with Republicans. Because guys, guess what? If you don't have a Missouri Freedom Caucus, we are screwed. Mm-hmm. Just so you know.
Will he exit before January 8th?
No, absolutely not. And that's his decision. We will all be on record on January 8th.
We'll see who wins then.
And you can email me at the house if you have questions that you'd like answered.
The Morning Crew, this story won't go away anytime soon.
Nope.
It's going to be a big talking point come January 8th for sure. All right, it's The Morning Crew, Dan, Drew, Holly, final segment already, and then Rob will continue telling this story at 9 a.m. Don't go anywhere.
Please come on for Christmas. Please come on.
Dream travel, exciting and new. At Archer Luxury Travel, they're expecting you. Come along with Archer Luxury Travel and they'll make all of your vacation dreams come true. From cruises to Disney, luxury hotels and resorts, Archer Luxury Travel does it all. The sea, the sun, and so much fun. Archer Luxury Travel is family owned and operated. Call the owner direct at 832-474-9038 or visit archerluxurytravel.com.
First impressions count, and your door is the first thing people see. Custom door transformations can enhance your home's curb appeal without the hassle. They add glass to existing steel wood, fiberglass doors on site in as little as 2 hours, no new door required. It's a unique concept that saves an entire door and frame replacement. Add class with our glass. No mess, no door replacement, and most importantly, it saves you money. Custom door transformations. Call 314-665-1882 or online at customdoortransformations.com.
Hey, guys, Rick Dane with the Cowtown USA, an award-winning store with an award-winning technicians, award-winning salesman, and now with award-winning interest rates. Zero interest rates on some of the equipment we're selling here at Cowtown USA. The Can-Am, the Segways, the Power Sports, available here at Cowtown USA. Get down here, get you some butt time. 573-885-6300, Cowtown USA.
Bring the kids to Colton's Steakhouse and Grill at Aurala. Mondays, kids 12 and under eat from a kids menu for only $2.99. Thursday's a pasta special. Friday night and all day Saturday and Sunday prime rib for just $21.95. If you need catering, Colton's has a chef on staff to create whatever you want, not just menu items. Colton's private dining rooms are filling up fast. Call 573-426-4240 or visit them at 1675 North Bishop Avenue in Aurala. Colton's Steakhouse and Grill, where they truly know what's at stake.
Merry Christmas.
Hey, it is Drew from the Morning Crew. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Again, it's the greatest story ever told. 12 words that can change your life. A Savior has been born to you. He is Christ the Lord. God is with you, full of grace and truth, and that is the ultimate Christmas present this Christmas season. So please slow down and enjoy the magic. From Becky, Addie, and myself, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. We'll see you on the Morning Crew.
Mark Levin.
People have had enough of useless Republicans, or worse. The nation is unraveling, and these fools act like it's just another day. It's not. This is Mark Levin. All of us at the Real Talk Radio Network are working hard to take back our country. Join me live Monday to Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network. Or download the app at the Google or Apple Store. Look for the Real Talk 93.3 Patriot Eagle logo.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
The truth is here on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad.
Oh, I need a workout. Fitnesszone.com, proud sponsor of the crew. Make sure you get online. Support Greg Weber, the owner, directly, 256-508-5941. Where you get online, you'll see they've been around since 1996. They only provide you and their customers with the very best quality fitness products and expert service. They have all the new treadmills, the elliptical cross trainers, the different bikes and cycles and stair climbers and cross-training equipment. Literally everything is online. You name it, they got it. So many different brands to choose from. FitnessZone.com. They still have their Christmas sale going on. You get free shipping. You get financing. You get price match guarantee. So get online, FitnessZone.com, and call or text Greg, the owner, directly with questions, and he'll call you back or text you back, however you want to communicate. His number again, 256-508-5941. I would get your order in pretty quickly if you want it by Christmas. If not, by New Year's would be good, because then you can start your new year off right and working out and getting in shape and trying to figure out this speaker race.
Your New Year's resolution, the speaker race.
My goodness.
Hey, I just want to say thank you to all these people that have been throwing stuff into the app and everything, and especially the ones that say, you know, I don't listen anymore, and I don't, I just don't, I Holly's a rhino, and this, and I don't listen because of this, because of that. It's like, well, thank you for listening and putting
just,
stuff
it's
in the
app. It's just all about me, me, me.
Oh,
that's
sure.
That's apparently it all is. I care about. I've literally lost everything in my life over this, but it's just about me.
Yeah, that's okay. And for people that don't understand, truly understand everything that goes on in politics, because every person that I've asked that has been in here, I've asked them, is this what you thought it would be when you first started to run? When you thought, I'm going to run for representative. I'm going to run for Senate. Is it what you thought it would be? I would say no.
Not even close.
It's like, everyone said no. It's not close at all. It's that you've got the lobbyists. You've got special interests. You've got all these people coming at you.
You know how many people ran against me? None.
Yeah.
That's how many people want to be in politics to change things. Nobody got involved.
No.
And but the one person who does, that continues to do this day after day, and by the way, somebody said something about career politics. Give me a break. That's just, go look at the federal and keep voting for those people. But at the end of the day, that's how many people want to get involved and be a part of politics. No, they want to sit behind a keyboard and complain and be super upset about everything. And you have a right to be upset.
Yeah.
Anyways,
but get involved then. Go run to be a state rep, and then maybe change some things.
Yeah,
kidding.
It's not that
really
easy. I mean, I'm not going to be one politics side of Jefferson City anytime soon. I've heard too many horror stories on air, off air, and it's just it's not for me. I'll share things on air, sure, but not.
Unless you have a stone constitution, yeah, and I've asked, throw your name in the hat.
And I've asked Richard West the same thing, Bill Igel the same thing. And it's like, no, it's nothing like I thought it would be. Bob Onder, I asked him, and he's like, no, oh my goodness, it's wild. Nothing like I thought.
Well, we're trying to get Richard West on here on Friday. He was going to join us last week with his D.C. update. He was sick. He might be back on this Friday, so we'll see if he wants to get on record. Either way, the record will be there come January. You'll know how these everyone voted for. Mm-hmm. And if there's so far, what, maybe five or I mean, I don't even know the exact number, but if there's no mathematical way for Patterson to win, you're going to know all your reps are basically voting against Sparks right now.
Yeah.
So there's going to be a rude
awakening, and not because they don't think that he's capable or that he has the integrity to do it or that they don't believe in him. They think that he should have run the race.
Yeah.
Talk
to them. Gone through and talk to the reps.
Do you think if somebody wants your vote, they call you up voting. And they ask you for your vote, they ask you and they explain to you why they would be the best candidate, etc. Yeah. I don't understand why he's not doing that.
And I understand that. I don't understand why he didn't go talk to the reps, the ones that are actually voting for him.
Mm-hmm.
So, but
can you list Sparks' top priorities? Not Sparks, Patterson going forward.
We're yeah, absolutely.
Have time for the song. I know.
I'm sorry. We can do it tomorrow. We can do a song.
Let's do the song. We'll keep talking.
No, we'll do it tomorrow. We don't have time.
Okay. So we'll do that tomorrow. Sorry, Dan.
Yeah.
We just got crazy on the
yeah, and you know what?
Debate.
And here's the thing, too. I'm pissed off at Rob because I was not able to do my song today. So, Rob, you stirred up all this crap, and I wasn't able to do my Reindeer Rock song.
Yeah, Rob didn't have all the information, and it's easy to spew on the air and take one opinion as gospel without talking to anybody else. So that's fine.
Hostility in the crew.
Yeah, oh man, bit. I will. I'll take him down today.
but
we do not encourage violence.
Don't.
Patterson's top priorities.
Yeah, and we talked to him. We held his feet to the fire at caucus, and we said, "What are the top things that we're going to work on?" And he said, "An affix to Amendment 3." Even if somebody doesn't believe the way that you believe, doesn't mean that, you know, they're completely against you doing what you're going to do. And if it's a priority of the caucus, that's what we need in a leader. And by the way, he was well on his way to being speaker before I ever even came in the building. So the other guy wasn't as good to me.
Final minute. Dan, you can lighten us up with a joke, and then Holly will give us some scripture on day 18 in Luke.
Yeah, I wasn't planning on my joke. I was planning on my song. But so thanks, Rob. I'm blaming Rob.
Blame Rob.
I made a chicken salad yesterday. It turns out, though, they prefer grain.
Oh, man.
Goodness gracious. Rob will join you at the top of the hour, then Kirk, and then Peggy, and then Ryan. Then we'll be back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Holly, your scripture.
Luke 18:11 says, "The Pharisee stood by himself and prayed this prayer. I thank you, God, that I'm not like other people, cheaters, sinners, and adulterers. I'm certainly not like that tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I give you a tenth of my income." But the tax collector stood at a distance and dared not to even lift his eyes to heaven as he prayed. Instead of beating his chest in sorrow, saying, "Oh, God, be merciful to me. I am a sinner."
We're all sinners.
Each and every one of us. Yeah.
You're darn right. I just sinned telling that joke.
Would you stick around for, or maybe get with Rob to do some on-air time?
Yeah,
he's
never asked me.
I think that would be some good radio, too.
Yeah, I'm actually delivering a resolution to a 103-year-old woman in my district in just a few minutes, so I can't today. But yeah, if he asks me, I'll definitely be on with Rob.
We continue Real Talk Radio Network. Stay there.
For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done.
They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929.
Service Central Glass and Door is proud to be a female-owned small business serving clients in St. Louis and surrounding areas. They are a member of the Glaziers Local 513 with more than 40 years of combined experience in the glass industry. Customer service and satisfaction is their number one priority. Service Central Glass and Door is ready to help with all your glass and glazing needs, commercial, residential, and custom glass fabrication. Call 636-332-8899 or online at servicecentralglassanddoor.com.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, I'm Billy Bush.
And I'm Christy Bush.
We want to wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year and invite you all out to Bush Family Farms in Defiance, Missouri to try some of our fabulous beers. We'd also like to drink a toast to 93.3 Real Talk Radio for another wonderful year and look forward to being with you next year. Cheers, everyone.
Hey, everybody, it's Rob Carter. Just wanted to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from my family to yours. Stay safe and enjoy the season.
The voice of the next generation of conservatives. Charlie Kirk with strong conservative values.
The respect of individual rights, that all of us are made in the image of God, and that the people are the sovereign, and that the people in charge, senators, congressmen, governors, mayors, county clerks, they're there because of the permission of their voters. The voters have the power. The people are sovereign. This is Charlie Kirk, and I'm proud to be part of the Real Talk Radio Network. Tune in to the Charlie Kirk Show Monday through Friday at 11 to 2 p.m. to get the news before